Okay, thank you. Good evening. It's Wednesday, February 16th, 2022, a little bit after 6 p.m. This is the regularly scheduled business meeting of the KPFK local station board. I'm the chair, Michael Novick, and our secretary, Ralph Hawkins, will call the roll.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, secretary taking the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace Aaron is present. Christina Avalos?
Here.
Thank you, Christina. Alan Beek? Alan Beek is here, yes?
Alan Beek is here.
Alan Beek is present. Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides? We'll come back. Fred Blair?
I'm present.
Fred is here. Sandy Childs. Does she have an excused absence?
Sorry, she requested an excused absence. She says she can't meet in the evenings.
Okay. Got it. Stella DeSoto?
Present.
Stella is present. Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Thank you, Eric. Avilia Jones?
Present.
That's great. Avilia's here. Ali Alexa?
Present.
Ali is present. Rob Macon? Rob Macon? Okay, we'll come back. Barbara Marbach?
Present.
Excellent. Barbara's here. Michael Novick is present, yes?
Yes, present.
Oye Ayoyepo? Oye Ayoyepo?
Oye Ayoyepo.
I didn't get that.
Just on the pronunciation, it's Oye Ayoyepo.
Oye Ayoyepo.
Okay, so he's not here. Okay, Myla Rizon?
Myla Rizon is present.
Myla Rizon is present. Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence called me to request an excused absence. He's in a lot of pain with a frozen shoulder.
Got it. Ziri Rideau?
Present.
Thank you, Ziri. Rocio Rivas?
Rocio is no longer on the local station board, remember?
Oh, damn it.
Replaced by Fred Blair.
That only gives me 23 people. Who am I missing?
Paul
Roberson?
Yeah, you missed it last week, too. Hello?
Carlos Zavala?
I'm going in alphabetical order, and I'm calling for Paul Roberson.
Oh, he called.
So for third time, present.
Thank you.
Marisol Cruz?
Quiet. Paul Roberson is got him. Oscar Ulloa? Oscar, are you present? Moving on, Polina Vasiliev? Polina Vasiliev. Okay. Beth Von Guten.
Present. Beth. And you missed Marisol Cruz. That's your 24th.
Okay, got it. I made a new list, but I grabbed the wrong one. I'll come back to Marisol. Carlos Zavala.
Present.
Harvey Wasserman?
Here.
Okay, Carlos and Harvey are here. Marisol Cruz?
Presente.
Excellent. Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides? Thank you, Ms. Absent. Rob Macon? Rob Macon is absent. Oye Yippo? Oye, are you here? Absent. Okay. Oscar Ulloa?
Presente.
Excellent. Oscar is here. Polina Vasiliev?
I think Polina also has a conflict on Wednesday evenings. She teaches, so she might be here later.
I count 17 present.
And you did get Marisol Cruz?
Yes. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Well, I guess that would make 18. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Corman. I just want to point out, Ralph, that although you said the list is in alphabetical order, you always ask for Harvey Wasserman after Carlos Zavala, and W would come before Z, so maybe you should correct that at some point. I see Rob Macon has joined the call. Rob, are you here? Rob Macon, can you speak up?
Yes, I'm Rob Macon here.
Okay, Rob Macon is present.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we do have a quorum. We do normally begin the meeting with a land back acknowledgement, and I see that Marcus Lopez is on the call. Previously, Lydia Ponce has been doing that. She's no longer a member of the board, and Lauren said he was going to do it this evening. But I'm hoping that Marcos, who is one of the hosts and producers of American Indian Airwaves, would do an acknowledgement, the land back acknowledgement for us, and also say a little more about the whole process and reason for doing it, if that's okay with you, Marcus. You'd have to unmute yourself.
Not sure if he heard you, Michael.
Okay, Marcus Lopez, I saw you there, and you said you'd be willing to do it. Can you unmute yourself? I don't know if he's frozen. Here we go. There he is.
Yes, Michael.
Yes, thank you. I was asking if you could do a land back acknowledgement and explain a little bit about the purpose and reason for it, and then maybe guide us a little bit in institutionalizing it in a better way. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to state that no one person can really do that justice. But because I'm a California Indian myself, and we've been doing it over KPIK for 40 years, Larry Smith and myself, along with the late Corey Dubin and Fabiana Hirsch, we've been covering Native peoples that long, and I think it's longer coming that the land acknowledgement that needs to be done, and the KPFK Airways goes over at least 18 Native nations, not including a different variety of bands within California. So to have a statement or to acknowledge that is, if you give one and you don't give it to another, you kind of got stuck in a rock and a hard place. So I think suffice to say, let's work on a statement that KPFK and Larry Smith, I think, and myself, and maybe form a little group that can create a land acknowledgement document, like many of the UC state and many of the junior colleges are asking for a land acknowledgement, do a land acknowledgement. We want something, like I said in the chat, not that something that's token, but something that is meaningful, something that the California Indian people, because you can't have an acknowledgement for all the people, the migrants that came from other Native nations in the LA area, or California, the state of California. So it's a humongous topic. I don't want to take you know, so much of your time because you're very busy people and very important issues, you know, and we're willing to work with you all. And the thing about it is that the land acknowledgement, KPFK, the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People are have different links to each other. And, you know, and we got to figure it out. You know, it's not, and anytime, you know, one of the things that Native people always dear hold dear to is about having a relationship with the air, having a relationship with the water, the land, the ocean. And as far as a cultural sense that many non-Native people don't get a sense of, and land acknowledgement is just about realizing the history, which we will, you know, it gets complicated, but in a sense that we live in a really interesting time where we need to express some type of form of what Native people went through within the state of California. And then in turn, how we're going to reflect that within our, within KPFK station. And so that's where we're at this point in time. So I just want to give that those kind of like guidelines, and it's healthy to do that because when you honor Native people, you honor the earth and you bring up subjects like we're all discussing on the general statement and your different programs and what you're responsible for as a board. In other words, reflection of life within Southern California and international aspects of that. So that it's a very, we live in very interesting times, as they say. But that's all I got to say on that, because I've worked with many UC people and state people and trying to work with junior college up here and other areas and where they haven't had acknowledgement. So why don't we just put something together and see where we go from there, because I think it's really interesting and needed, because your voices in KPFK signal from Port Conception to the Mexican border covers about 18 to 20 different Native nations. So it's really having an impact. So let's work on it. That's all I got to say. And thank you, Michael, for even a little bit of your time of the board. And I just wanted to end with that, saying that I am personally going to miss Fernando, you know, him passing away, and that he was not only a pillar, but he was a moral compass of where the station needs to go. And if you didn't know Fernando, you might want to talk to some of the Spanish speaking programmers that he did. But outstanding, I'll miss him. And but I think it's we have to learn the lessons of what he stood for. And I just want to acknowledge that all of us really, like other people that have come across the way now and gone into the spirit world, that we can learn some lessons from them and continue in their honor what we need to do. And it's always a struggle, nothing simple. If it was simple, it would have been done already, right? But thank you very much. And that's all I got to say on land acknowledgement. Contact us. You got my email, Larry's email. And we will, especially, you know, the non-California people that can have some ideas too, Spanish-speaking arrest to do that. So thank you very much. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Marcus, and thank you for your remarks about Fernando Velasquez. I did want to ask if we have a moment of silence in his honor. It was a tremendous, tremendous loss. I mean, he did a show on Thursday, and he just passed the next day. So I think a lot of us are grieving. So the other part of the acknowledgement is we've often called to recognize all our relations, certainly the indigenous people of these lands and all the rest of us, to really treat each other with respect and dignity, and keep that in mind as we conduct our business tonight. Could I ask if there are two people who would serve as timekeepers, one for the each speaker and one for the time on the different items?
I'll do speakers, if that's okay. Just
give me thank you, Michael. Parameters. Normally it's about 90 seconds per speaker. We might give longer to the person who's motivating a motion.
And for any response?
Yeah, generally, we're trying to keep the remarks brief if we can. So 90 seconds is about a minute and a half. And if people want to extend it, they could ask, I guess.
Okay.
They'll give people a little reminder when it's getting close, maybe 10 seconds before.
Sure.
So I think everyone did get the proposed agenda. I'll read it for the stream if there are people who are listening over kpftx.org on the phone and can't see it. We have the call to order and roll call, which you did, the land back acknowledgement, comportment, appointing the timekeepers, approving a proposed agenda. We're going to read the Pacifica mission statement, excused absence requests, if any. If you have a couple tonight, an appeal for funds for the station, which of course is in the midst of a fund drive. An after action report on any prior motions, the setting of the next meeting, that will be meetings. It's on the agenda already. Approve the minutes, which people also received from our last meeting, and set a time certain for adjournment. Hopefully we'll have a GM report and discussion, public comment, the PMB directors reports and discussion. We have four directors, Avelia Jones, Ali Lexa, Lawrence Reyes, who asked for an excused absence tonight, and Elizabeth Von Gunten, who did submit a written one that I saw. And then we need to elect people to the PNB committees. We know at least the Governance Committee, the Audit Committee, the Programming Committee, and Elections Committee. Those are national committees that we elect delegates to. There's a technology task force or committee. There's a PNB committee of inclusion for KPFK. There's one for each station. That would consist of one director and three delegates. And there are other task forces which are volunteer, not elected and not restricted to delegates that we'll be talking about. We'll take additional public comment. We'll get the PNB directors' responses if there are any comments directed to them. We'll hear from the treasurer and the finance committee briefly. Because we did have a special meeting on the budget less than a week ago. We have two motions from our governance committee, third public comment. We have brief reports from some of the other committees, programming, oversight, outreach, fundraising. Are there any additions to that agenda? Given that we do have on the agenda the question of next meetings, I think that covers what Grace was raising before the meeting started.
Mr. Chair, Bella?
Yes, Bella, go ahead.
One moment. Yes, Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto, I submitted two motions. One from the fundraising committee, local fundraising committee, to you and the secretary. And also tonight, I submitted one from the outreach committee that held an emergency meeting this afternoon, this afternoon.
Okay, so we do have time on the agenda. Maybe we need to add a little bit of time to those reports from the committees then, as you're saying.
Okay.
Right now it's at 3 minutes for outreach and 5 minutes for fundraising. Do you want to have 5 minutes for outreach?
Oh, sure. I maybe a little bit more today. I have to render other initiatives that we're doing and other stuff that concern the station. Maybe 7 minutes might do it. Maybe less. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Any objection to adding a little bit of time to the fundraising and outreach committee reports?
Where would that be?
They're on the agenda right now. It's Roman numeral 10 and 11.
How much time?
Maybe 6 minutes instead of three for outreach and 6 minutes instead of five for fundraising. If we can finish this business quickly, then we'll have the time necessary.
I object to the extending the time for those committees. This is Myla.
I understand, Myla.
Put me down.
Myla, they're on the agenda. I don't understand your objection. It's a matter of 2 or 3 minutes. If we wrap this part of the meeting up, we'll have the time necessary to do it. If we waste time in this part of the meeting, we won't have time to do it. So
Mr. Chiarabella, the setter has her hand up.
Yeah, I see that. I'm trying to ask my that she will withdraw her objection to adding 2 or 3 minutes into the agenda.
I don't really think that it's appropriate to add time.
All right.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, go ahead, Bella.
I want 7.
I heard a point of order. Who is that?
Point of order. That's Paul Roberson.
Paul, what's your point of order?
I was under the impression that if it's only one objection, that you can just kind of like just keep going because we're spending more time talking about it.
I understand that. The parliamentarian told me that that's not the case. So,
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yeah, finish up,
I
Bella,
have the
and then. Yes, you have the floor. Make your comments, please, Bella, and then we're going to vote on this.
Mr. Chair, Jose Benavides is on the call, and he was not on roll call, and I want him to be acknowledged.
Okay, thank you. That's a point of procedure. Jose, can you speak up, and the Secretary will mark you present?
Yes, I guess you didn't hear me, yeah.
Good, thank you. Okay. Ralph, can you please take note? All right, I'm going to go to a vote on the question of adding about 3 minutes to the outreach report and another minute or two to the fundraising report. Ralph, please call the roll. Ralph Hawkins.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Thank you, Christina. Alan Beek?
Here.
Yes, Alan, it's a vote. It's not here. It's yes or no on adding a few minutes to the agenda for the extending the outreach and fundraising and committee reports. All right, go on, Ralph.
Jose Benavides.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
I abstain.
Fred Blair abstains. Thank you, Jose. Marisol Cruz.
Yes.
Marisol votes yes. Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
Okay, Bella. Eric Jacobson.
Yes.
Eric is a yes. Evelia Jones.
Yes.
Thank you. That's a yes. Ali Alexa.
Abstain.
Ali Alexa abstains. Rob Macon.
Yes.
Rob Macon votes yes. Barbara Marbach. Barbara Marbach.
Come back to her.
Okay, Michael Novick.
Yes.
Oye, Oye Yippo. Oh, he's absent. Okay, never mind. Myla Reason.
All abstain.
Oh.
Ziri Radu.
Yes.
Thank you, Ziri. Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Okay, Paul is yes. Oscar Ulloa?
Yes.
Oscar is yes. Polina Vasily, but she's not here. Beth Von Guten?
Abstain.
Beth abstains. Harvey Wasserman? Harvey Wasserman?
Abstain.
Okay. Carlos Zavala?
Oh, abstain.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. That passed. You can give us the count in a moment, but we're going to move on. Myla, please refrain from dilatory objections like that. It really wastes a lot of time. So the next thing on the agenda is the Pacific Emissions Statement. I'm sorry, I'm assuming the agenda is approved without a further objection. Is that right? Or changes?
I have a change to the agenda.
What is it?
I put it in the chat and I sent it to you. I think when we're populating committees that we should include the personnel committees of the KPSK Local Station Board in that at the same time that we work on the populating the PMD committees.
Who's speaking, please?
This is Myla.
That's Myla Reason. Okay, Myla, we're going to add that as new business on this agenda. It's not relevant to the PMB committees, so we'll put it at the end.
Well, then I object to your ruling.
This is Grace with a request for information.
What's your question?
As most of the committees are continuing and people can join them whenever they want to, both the public and LSV members, wouldn't it be wise to just have somebody from the personnel committee convene a meeting of the personnel committee? I believe Beth was on that committee. Who else was on the committee?
I was on the committee. The chair will convene the meeting and circulate a list of when people might be able to meet to do that. I don't want to waste any further time on it.
Okay,
if you're interested in being.
One other question. Can you?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Can I request that make sure that the next meeting of the personnel committee is convened for this month?
Okay. Because it is the reason for convening the personnel is eventually to prepare the GM evaluation. In the past, we have elected people to that committee, so it might not happen this month. We'll have to determine that, but it's a longer discussion than we're going to have at this meeting.
I object to the ruling of the chair. I would like to have my motion voted on.
Where do you want it on the agenda?
Number five, where we elect committee delegates to the PNB, delegates to the PNB committees. I'd like to put it in that agenda portion.
Mr. Chair,
okay, we're going to add it to the agenda if there's no objection to that. I don't want to have any further discussion.
This is Beth.
Yes, Beth. Go ahead.
I've been on that committee, I guess, 2 years now. The first time, it was open to anyone who volunteered, and that was for the purpose of evaluation. It was only in this second year, this most recent year, that it required election. And that was because it was a GM search committee, which is distinct from the routine personnel committee, which is convened for evaluation. So,
okay, thank you. But Beth, we'll take this. If you're not objecting to putting on the agenda, we'll take this up when we get to it on the agenda. Okay.
I am objecting.
Okay, that wasn't clear. Go ahead.
I don't think we need to vote.
No, I'm not saying we need to vote. I'm saying the discussion about what we need to do will be taken up when we get to it on the agenda. She just wants to put the question of a personnel committee on the agenda along with the PNB committees. If you have no objection to that, we'll put it on the agenda, and when we get to it, we'll discuss it.
I had understood that she was proposing that we add that set of elections that to elect people to that committee. Is that not the case?
I don't think that's the case. Okay. We have to decide how we're staffing that committee, and we will when we get to it on the agenda.
Time.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no further, I see a hand up from Bella and Christina. Is this about the agenda?
Okay. Yes, Mr. Chair.
All right, Christina and then Bella.
I asked to be excused at 7 o'clock. I have a board meeting. We usually meet on the second Wednesday of each month, but for this month, for special accommodations for the speakers, they scheduled for tonight.
Okay, thanks. If you're interested in serving on any of the PNB committees, yes, please put it into the chat if you have to leave before we get to it.
Yes, should I run it now?
Sure. Thanks. Bella, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I noticed that there's something going on here to interrupt the agenda. That is all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. If there are no further objections, the agenda is approved, and we're going to move on. I believe that Paul Robertson said he could read the mission statement.
Yes. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonism. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters bodily affecting the community.
Thank you. The other thing we do is a request for members and funds for the station. And of course, the station is in the midst of a fund drive. And we urge everyone on the board to participate as fully as possible to that. And we urge all our listeners and everybody on this call to donate as generously as they can. I see that our general manager is with us, and also the executive director of Pacifica, Stephanie D. Wells, is with us. So welcome to both of you. We have more to brief item before we get to that, which is to set the next meeting. So we said that we would have a couple of meetings at this Wednesday hour, and it is difficult for some people.
Chair?
Yes. Who is that?
This is Ali. Did you skip an item?
Did I? I'm sorry.
F, excused absences.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, we had two excused absence requests from, that I'm aware of, from Sandy Childs and from Lawrence Reyes. Are there any objections to those?
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
Does that mean that Sandy Childs can never meet with us at this time slot? Is that
apparently
is
not?
That her Well, 3 years ago we had the same situation where one person was not available at all for medical reasons, and we lost the opportunity of bringing in Mr. Fernando Velasquez that just passed away, to return him to this board. So I asked the chair in his wisdom, what course of action can we take?
Not a board.
Well, it's an objection, I take it, to the excused absence request, but if necessary, we'll vote on it. Are you objecting to the excused absence of this meeting?
I am not objecting to Mr. Okay. Lawrence. This is his first time in a long, long time. I am objecting to someone that can never meet with us.
Okay, so I'll take that as an objection. I hate going through the roll call. Is there a second objection? Okay, hearing none, that will be noted, and we'll excuse his absence for now. And we're going to address the question of the meeting time in a moment.
Mr. Chair?
Who is that?
This is Harvey Wasserman.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got it renamed. I think you're on two devices, Harvey.
Hold on here. I just wanted to make a 90-second statement on fundraising.
Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me
support?
Now?
I can hear you, but is it to support fundraising for the station?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
It's my understanding that the legal team is continuing to pursue legal action against New Day.
I object.
Excuse me.
I object.
I'm sorry. I just thank you. I muted Harvey. I asked him if he was talking about supporting fundraising, and he's clearly not. So he's out of order. And we're going to go on with the agenda item, which is setting next meetings.
Chair, you also skipped item H.
Yeah, I don't believe we have an after action report or anything.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. The last action we took was to reject the budget. And at that point, it's in the hands of the National Finance Committee and the National Management, as far as I understand.
I object to being silenced. I asked for 90 seconds. This is definitely relevant to fundraising. I'm not going to kill you to give me 90 seconds.
Harvey, Beth, yes, what's your...
I have my hand up, Mr. Chair.
Yes, I understand that. I heard Beth first. Go ahead.
Thank you. The agenda item is an appeal for funds. Not a discouragement from funds, and not a dispute over legal issues.
No, this is about fundraising and what happens to the money.
No, that's not what it's about. Harvey, you're being disruptive.
No, I know.
You're on notice now that you're being disruptive. We do have a motion later, and we'll get to it when we get to it, but repeated disruptions of the meeting are inappropriate.
I object to your characterization of this as a disruption.
Orders
of the day are setting the next meeting, and we're going to go on to that.
I object to the ruling of the chair. I think it's outrageous. We were on G, appeal for funds.
We passed G. We were at I. We made the appeal for funds. I made it. We moved the agenda. The agenda item right now is item I, setting the next meeting.
I object to your ruling.
I second the objection.
Okay, so I think this is dilatory, but we're going to have to vote on upholding the ruling of the chair that we're moving on to setting the next meeting.
Why don't you just hear my 90 seconds and then move on?
Call for the vote.
This is
Eric Jacobson calling for the vote.
Ralph, can you call the roll on the ruling of the chair that we moved on to item I, setting the next meetings?
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Yes, to support the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Christina Avalos is excused. Alan Beek?
I support Christina the ruling of the chair.
Christina is still here.
Oh, Christina?
Yeah.
Yes.
Still here. I abstain.
Christina abstains. Alan Beek?
I supported the ruling of the chair.
Alan Beek votes yes. Jose Benavides?
Jose supports the ruling of the chair.
That's a yes. Thank you, Jose. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Fred Blair votes yes. Marisol Cruz?
100% support our chair. Thank you, Michael.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Bella votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson votes yes. Avila Jones?
Abstain.
Avila abstains. Ali Alexa?
Abstain.
Ali abstains. Rob Macon?
Yes.
Rob Macon votes yes. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Barbara, yes. Thank you. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Michael, yes. Myla Reason?
I do not support silencing Harvey Wasserman. I don't support the ruling of the chair.
Myla, that's a yes. Jerry Rideau?
No, that is a no.
Bella, please don't call out. She says she doesn't support the ruling of the chair. That's a no.
Myla is a no?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, thank you.
Oh,
that's not clear at all. Jerry Rideau?
I support the ruling of the chair, and I'm very disturbed with all these disturbances in these meetings. Thank you.
Okay, no speeches, please. Paul Roberson?
I support the ruling of the chair.
Paul is a yes. Oscar Ulloa?
A yes.
That's yes. I hope I pronounced your name right. Polina Vasiliev? Polina?
Not here.
Oh, she's excused. I got it. Beth von Guten?
Emphatically support the ruling of the chair. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Harvey Wasserman?
I oppose being silenced. No.
Got it. Harvey votes no. Carlos Zavala.
Abstain.
Carlos abstains. One moment. Fourteen yes votes. Two no votes. Four abstentions.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, I counted five extensions.
Immaterial.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on, the order of business is setting the next meeting. I'd like to ask the general manager, because we did change the meetings from Sunday mornings to accommodate his schedule, if there's any time on Sunday, because people are objecting to the weeknight meetings. Sandy Childs could never make it. Polina Vasiliev has a conflict on Wednesday nights. Is there sometime later in the day on Sunday that you'd be able to do it?
Mr. Chair, I don't want to disrupt the Sunday mornings. If I'm the point of disruption, there's no point of disruption. Maybe there are a Sunday that I would have to ask for an absence, but I will submit my report in due time for sure. So no problem, Mr. Chair. I apologize for causing all this trouble.
Okay, thank you. In that case, does somebody like to make a motion to set the next meetings?
It's a question. This is Beth with a question.
Go ahead, Beth.
Does that mean that we will have only the GM's written reports and not his presence? Because I think his presence is important. I think we need to meet at a time when he's available.
Mr. Chair, Bella has your hand up.
Yeah, I see that, but Mikhail?
No, my presence is granted. I just said that maybe.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. This is Grace. Okay. I'd like to move.
Okay, hang on a second. Bella had her hand up. Go ahead, Bella.
I would like to select another evening, weekday, that the GM can attend. Another weeknight, weekday, that both Sandy and Polina can attend. Can we do that, please? Thank you.
This is Grace. I'd like to make a motion or a substitute motion.
What's your motion, Grace?
Okay, I'd like to move that we go back to our 10:30 a.m. Sunday meeting time.
Second.
Bella,
okay,
object?
That was... All right, I think I heard Ali seconding that.
That's
is that
correct?
Yeah, please try to identify yourself when you speak. All right, Bella, I heard your objection. Since you didn't phrase yours as a motion, you didn't specify a date, we're going to go ahead and call for a vote on Grace's motion.
But I did.
You put out a general idea about finding some other night, but you didn't specify any particular night, and we don't know what that is. So
because the GM has to be consulted. What is the other evening the GM can attend where Sandy and Polina can attend? That was my position.
Okay, thank you.
Point of order.
All right, Bella, your position is clear, but it's not in order at the moment. We're going to vote on Grace's motion. If you object, you can vote no. Sue Combs Johnson, we're not taking public comment right now. What's your point of order, Grace?
The point of order is that my motion is the primary motion on the floor because nobody seconded Bella's motion.
Okay, thank you. So, Ralph, please call the roll on the motion for meetings at Sundays at 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
If there's a body of opinion that is against it, then we'll consider other times.
Okay, calling the roll, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
What point of information, could we please have a reading of the motion that we're voting on?
Okay.
You want to restate the motion, Grace?
Okay, I move that the motion is the monthly KPFK LSD meeting will be held on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Okay, on the third Sunday of the month, Sunday at 10:30 a.m.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to email this to me?
I'm putting it in the chat. Is that good enough? I'll email it.
No.
Email it to Ralph, please.
Okay.
Please email it to everyone. I can't see
okay.
the chat.
It'll be in the minutes. Okay, can we...
Okay, repeating it again, the monthly KPFK LSD meeting will be held on the third Sunday at 10:30 a.m., third Sunday of the month at 10:30 a.m. That's the motion.
Continue the vote.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Calling the roll, Grace Aaron was a yes. Christina Avalos?
I believe she did leave the call at this point.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes yes.
Got it. Alan Beek, yes. Jose Benavides? Jose, how do you vote? I'll come back to him. Fred Blair?
Fred Blair votes yes.
Okay. Jose Benavides?
Yes, that's a yes.
Okay, thank you. Jose is yes. Marisol Cruz.
You need to unmute, Marisol.
That's a no.
Okay, Marisol is a no. Stella DeSoto?
Resoundly no.
Okay, thank you, Bella. That's a no. Eric Jacobson?
I'll vote yes.
Eric votes yes. Ali Alexa?
Did you skip Avelia Jones?
Yeah, I did. Sorry. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Okay. Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali is yes. Rob Macon?
Yes.
Rob votes yes. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Barbara is yes. Thank you. Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Michael abstains. Myla Reason?
Myla Reason votes yes.
Myla is yes. Ziri Rideau?
Yes.
Thank you, Ziri. Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Paul votes yes. Oscar Ulloa?
I vote yes.
Oscar votes yes. Beth Von Guten?
Abstain.
Beth abstains. Harvey Wasserman?
I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Harvey votes yes. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I have 15 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So we will reschedule those meetings going forward to the third Sunday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Next item on the agenda is approving the minutes that were sent out by the secretary, revised version. Is there a motion? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there any objection to approving the minutes? All right, hearing none, the minutes are approved. Setting a time certain for adjournment, we originally scheduled a meeting for 3 hours.
Michael?
Yes?
This is Kim, your treasurer. The actual motion that we voted on is not in those minutes. There was a motion that came from the Finance Committee. Your amendment was stated in there.
Okay, can you forward the motion to Ralph and he'll incorporate that into the minutes?
I did earlier today.
Okay, thank you.
Eric, with a point of information.
Yes, what's your question? I see Ali Alexa has a hand up as well. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, if Ali had his hand up first, I'll defer.
Ali?
That's okay. You can go ahead. You can go first, Eric.
My my question is whether the reference in the minutes, I guess there is no reference in the minutes to the recordings of our meetings. Does anybody know the duration of the longevity of those recordings on kpftx.org? Are they in perpetuity? I mean, so to speak.
As far as I know, Fred?
Bella,
please don't call out. Thank you.
Fred, as far as Fred knows, they're in perpetuity as long as the hard disk on the server remains.
Okay, thank you. Ali?
I would move to postpone the approval of the minutes until the actual motion that Kim is referring to is added back into the minutes.
Okay, is there any objection to postponing that?
If you need a second, I'll second that. This is Beth.
Okay. Is there any objection to postponing the approval of the minutes until our next meeting, presumably? Thank you. All right. Moving on, setting a time certain for adjournment. We had scheduled the meeting for 3 hours, which would end at 9, roughly. Why don't we say 9:30 at this point, because we've wasted a lot of time. Is there someone willing to make a motion to set the time certain?
What was the proposed time? 9 p.m.?
Well, I'm saying 9:30 because of the time that we wasted.
Move for time certain of 9:30.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Bella?
Bella, are you seconding or suggesting a different
Bella
time?
Bella DeSoto is proposing 10 p.m.
Okay.
We have a lot of material to cover.
All right. Thank you, Bella. Anyone willing to second either 9:30 or 10?
This is my life. Second 9:30.
Okay, so that's what's on the agenda on the floor at this point. Is it at 9:30 time certain? Any objection?
I object. Bella DeSoto objects.
Okay.
Time can always be extended if needed.
Yeah. All right. Do we have to call the roll on this?
No, you don't need to.
Okay, thank you. We're going to set 9:30 as a time certain. If we want to extend, we can at that point. So the next item on the agenda is the GM report and discussion. The GM is here with us. Please, Mr. Calzada, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Hi, everyone. Thank you for inviting me to the monthly LSB meeting. A week ago, we were discussing the budget, a budget that didn't pass and that I totally understand. Nonetheless, I'm repeating what I said last week. Pacifica's chief financial officer and I will be happy to discuss it along with, I guess, the chair of the National Financial Committee and Pacifica's executive director. If a non-deficit budget has to be passed, which I would like to work on, that would be a totally different stage from where we are. If you want to ask about this topic, please feel free to do it at the end of this report. If anything, let me just say or ask that as the local station board that you are, do all you can to get the part of the idle loan granted to Pacifica, but underwritten by KPFK. In the budget, this loan was a necessary piece to break even. Before starting this report, let me also appreciate the work of our beloved volunteer and permer, Fernando Velázquez. As you may know by now, on Saturday, February 12th, we were informed with the most profound sorrow of Fernando's passing away after suffering a brain aneurysm. He was 73 years old and devoted two-thirds of his life to KPFK as a volunteer. In 1980, he began with the Colectivo Latinoamericano. And later he developed new projects, becoming news director, as you know, and member of this LSB. But above all, Fernando was a generous soul, exceptionally generous with his time, helping to train lots and lots of other soon-to-be programmers. As you also know, along with his wife, Norma Martinez, he produced the Informativo Pacifica on time every Monday to Thursday at 8 p.m. After more than four decades with us, Informativo Pacifica is being dedicated during this week to remember the task of Fernando. So far, all I can inform you is that on behalf of her wife and the team of the Spanish-speaking programs, there's the compromise to continue Informativo Pacifica as Fernando's legacy. So rest in peace, compañero. On another topic, as you know, We are on a fund drive mode. Today is our ninth day of the fund drive. And I would say that the average amount pledged so far is over the average we foresaw in the budget that didn't pass. But with the good news, or with more good news, and that there have been no preemptions, and the regular schedule is in place. So this is, as I was saying, good news. Two questions regarding programming. The first one is the special Black History Month programming that will take place this next Monday, February 21st, President's Day, and also, unfortunately, the anniversary of Malcolm X assassination in 1965. President's Day, Black East, that's the name of the programming, Black East, will be a day of special Black History programming of 12 hours back-to-back, featuring Black programmers from throughout the Pacifica sister stations and affiliate network stations. Programmers of African heritage will come together to articulate unity, pride, and love for who they are despite past and ongoing injustices. It is meant to be also a day of connection, a day of healing, a day of laughter and tears. The programming will start at 6 a.m. Pacifica time, close at 6 p.m. before Pacifica news. And I would like to make a special mention of Janine Etter, the show's producer, who has been the person to cope with the burden of coordinating the diverse segments of this program. Margaret Prescott will be KPFK's point of contact with the programming, and I foresee this united effort as the first of many network-wide programs dedicated to celebrating the heritages that center the voices and perspective of marginalized people. The second programming question I would like to underscore is the addition of Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein in the 5 p.m. time slot. That is one of the many changes we would like to introduce in the programming to help gain consistency and increase the listenership rate. Flashpoints started Monday, January 31st, and I personally would like to appreciate the deference and consideration regarding Southern California topics and questions. I've been told that in no time they'll be able to do the program for a week on KPFK's studios. Another tweak in our programming has been the rebroadcasting of Letters and Politics Tuesday to Friday at 6 a.m. I want to appreciate everybody's task during this fan drive, but I would like to point out especially what the host of Letters and Politics, Mitch Jeserich, is doing. From my point of view, he's a pitching model, explaining the why and how people should contribute to KPFK, and doing so in a very thoughtful and a very calm manner. On the technical side, I want to point out that we are almost finishing the project of changing and reviewing the telecommunication infrastructure at the station. It has been a tough time for all of our programmers. I think the LSV also had a taste when it couldn't get calls from our listeners. Fortunately, we have overcome this situation by changing all physical phones and substantially reducing our monthly bill. This was our ultimate objective, obviously. We are about to provide fiber connection at the studios, finally, and a better solution at Mount Wilson. On the other side, we'll enjoy a backup from Pacifica National Office. As a reminder, you may know, at KPFK, we also host Pacifica's national servers. So after all modifications are in place, we both will enjoy two different and redundant internet networks at our studios. I also want to inform this LSB.
Withdraw from the meeting.
I also want to inform this local station board that the following LSB on air report, if you agree, will take place on Tuesday, March 22nd, from this time 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Last LSB on air report was on Monday. So if you agree, this is a spot on the programming, March 22, Tuesday. The program Voces de Libertad will be preempted then. In this program, I hope the LSB will be able to take calls from listeners as every other program in the station. And I wanted to leave the best news we can have for the end of this report. I know that someone has pointed this out, but I think it's important to be aware of this, or to be aware that the FCC has renewed the KPFK license to broadcast as of last week. That would be, yes, you can applause. That would be something that many people give from granted, but nevertheless, it wasn't that way. KPFK's license is granted now until December 1st, 2029. And again, that was something that was dragging, and we were flying blind because for some months we didn't know why we weren't renewed, nor the causes of the delay, because the FCC is granted some time to find out for itself about any TV or radio station before asking directly to this TV or radio station. Fortunately, the FCC sent the granting email on Valentine's Day. Maybe that's an omen of good times to come, at least in the love aspect. And there's another thing, but I'll talk with our chair on another occasion. So this is my report to you.
Am I muted? No, thank you, Miguel. So we'll take some questions and discussion from the board members, and raise your hand in the chat if you wish to speak. Go ahead, Bella, and others can put their hands up. I'd like to get on the stack myself. Bella, go ahead. And I see Myla and myself.
Thank you, Miguel. Thank you so much. How are you? Hey, I so appreciate your tribute, your commemoration of Fernando Velasquez, our very own hero. He was a hero. He was a teacher. His global reach was very wide. I think that what we need to do at kpfk.org is do a complete tribute to him. What we have right now is a blurb. Fernando Velasquez brought in the attention to KPFK on a global scale. Please be aware of that. It was not only Spanish language programming. Fernando Velasquez was involved in developing the news department as a news director of KPFK many, many years ago. This is critical to understand as his global reach grew. His wife will be coming to California. We need to groom her. We need to support her. This slot must be maintained. And this is why I keep saying that between the English-speaking and the Spanish-speaking, there must be a bridge.
10 seconds to time.
Because the Spanish language programming is radical, is revolutionary, embodies the ethos of our mission statement, not the English language programming. And so there lies the difference.
Bella, you're at time. Thank you.
Thank you.
So Myla and then Oscar, and I'll reserve my comments till later.
Yes, thank you, Michael, and thank you, Mr. General Manager. I'm wondering if you can speak to your view of the importance of the general manager at KPFK being present at the station during the fund drives, and whether you think that speaking to the listeners about the importance of raising money at this time when the station is in such dire need of funds might be helpful in terms of raising money. Thank you.
I think that fortunately we have other more attuned voices to speak to the listeners. If I have to speak to the listeners myself, I think it won't be. I won't do much help to KPFK. I think that I have to do other things to secure that the funds are arriving to KPFK. I don't know if that answers your question, Myla.
Thank you, Oscar.
Yes, my question to the manager. Of course, I share the sentiment of Bella on your thoughtful remembrance of our camarada Fernando Velázquez, nuestro homie. And the question is something that we've been calling, especially as a Spanish programming broadcast, that we need to figure out of your thoughts about have the phone lines open straight up towards of course with the precautions sanitary following all the rulings regarding COVID, but we need to develop a way to kind of have a straight conversation with the people who we are pledging for, and not only that, but also acknowledging and also using their donations as a way to have another people also contribute. We as the programming, we all in the past we only have our system set up with people or volunteers who pretty much are capable to take in the calls. It has happened in a few occasions when people just tell us, you know what, the actual system is really complicated. There are people who don't speak Spanish, or the waiting line is too long. They have to wait, and we're wondering if we're even missing because we don't have a straight contact with the people who might be pledging at the particular time.
Okay, thanks, Oscar. That was time. Mikhail, if you don't mind, maybe we'll take a few additional comments and you can respond to all of them rather than going back and forth. I see Eric and Marisol and myself.
Thank you, Michael. I wanted to also briefly remember Fernando and then make a comment for the GM separately. I'll be brief. I ran into Fernando in 2004 in the summer of the Democratic National Convention in Boston. He was covering an event, and I hadn't seen him in at least 3 years at that point. And he remembered me, and I remembered him, and we had a very interesting talk, which I'll save the details of. But he said something very prophetic, and I'll share it in another forum. But I feel that one of the things that COVID cost us was the fellowship that we would have had we been able to continue to meet in person. And at my very first LSB meeting in December of 2019, I saw Fernando again there, and we talked about having talked in 2004 in Boston. So I was looking forward to many future occasions, all of which didn't happen because of the COVID restrictions, very sadly.
And it's tremendous loss to our station and the world. Briefly, Mr. General Manager, I'd like to send you a writing I'm preparing, proposing the idea of going to a additional revenue stream in the nature of very appropriate underwriting.
10 seconds to time.
Very appropriate underwriting from local businesses. You've mentioned the topic in the past, and I'd like you to put your thinking cap on it again. I will be in touch. Thank you.
So that was Eric Jacobson speaking. Somebody in the chat asked who's speaking. The people kind of don't know those. Next up is Marisol Cruz, and then myself.
Marisol Cruz here. I just want to acknowledge Fernando Velasquez. I remember being at KPFK station at the crack of dawn when he mentored me a couple times doing the Spanish news. It was the golden age of KPFK, like Bella calls it, when the community was all hands on deck. I remember also being with Margaret Prescott. We tried attempted Sojourner Youth. I mean, we, the community, were very involved, very engaged, and it would be great to bring back the local news, that kind of involvement for KPFK and Pacifica. I think the community benefits greatly of leadership such as Fernando Velasquez and folks that really are visionary and know what the community needs and benefits from, like Fernando Velasquez. I just want to acknowledge his leadership with the station and his teaching of fellow students.
I think you muted yourself, Marisol. I'm not sure why. Or did you finish?
Oh, I am done, Michael. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I call myself. I also appreciate your remarks about Fernando Velasquez. I think he was speaking for all of us about how shocking his passing was and what a great loss it is. And I would encourage the station and the rest of us also to maybe in his name participate in really rebuilding the audience of the station and its base of support. I appreciate what you've done with the fund drives, and I just want to mention that I met somebody today, or I saw somebody today, an old friend of mine at the Black Lives Matter vigil, who told me that she was so impressed by the changeover in the fund drive, and in particular by Scott Horton's pitching for the station on his anti-war radio show, that she sent in a $1,000 check to you with a letter. I was wondering if you'd received that yet. But if you haven't, be aware that it's coming your way, because this is on top of a regular sustainer pledge. And I think that, you know, that's the whole point, is that we have to really reach out to people based on our programming, based on their engagement with the community. So just to let everybody know about that. I do think that on the question of the report to the listener, I was in touch with Jim Lafferty. He expressed some interest in using his show for that purpose at some point. And if you want to consider that as a possibility in March, I think that would be interesting, because I hate to keep preempting the Spanish language programming for this purpose. So that's what I suggest. We could move it around the schedule. And if you want to think about that or check with him for a date in March, I think that might be more effective. Thank you. There are other, it's hard for me to see everybody at the same time.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, thank you for the suggestion. I think that the best way to conduct the LSV on our meetings would be on a regular basis. So if there's a volunteer like Jim Lafferty that offers his program and also he's willing to host the LSV, I think that's a very great news. So I'm totally in. Regarding the fund drive, I appreciate also your comments. I think that during the last year and a half, For whatever the reason, it doesn't matter now, but because the funding of the station is so urgent, well, some decision has been made on the spot regarding the preemptions and regarding the types of programming when the fund drive arrived, not to mention stretching the days of the fund drive. I think that this is painful, but we have to stay on the same page regarding this. I mean, there's no magical receipts, but if you look around, you will see all the stations trying to contain the fundraise days to the minimum. But 60, 70 days a year, 80 would be nice. We are now contemplating this year, this fiscal year, 120 days, which is too many for me. But anyway, this is we were coming from another amount of days. Now, regarding the Oscar Ulloa was saying to go back to the times where there were volunteers taking pledges. I've been told many times in other stations that that things are not the same, meaning that there are lots of difficulties regarding privacy and regarding getting the credit card data from contributors that could put KPFK or whatever the station in jeopardy if there's a glitch on this data. No? So this is one of the things. Regarding the that they don't speak Spanish, I think that we changed the call center to better answer specifically for two reasons. One is because not so expensive as the other call center, but the second one and fundamental is because they were able and they guarantee to take pledges also in Spanish. So and a third thing that I would like to add to Mr. Ulloa is that I think that in the membership department, appreciate the help of the peers. What they, as everywhere, what they want is a real, I mean, not everybody, I don't know how to express this myself, but not everybody is, so to speak, capable to get pledges. This is something serious. And so if there are volunteers that want to take pledges, I am sure the membership department will be most than happy to put them on a list, because I know that there are one, two, or three people that at some specific times take pledges from listeners. What am I saying so? Well, because we've been able also to cut by the middle the amount of money we were paying to this call center during fund drive. And we are doing so by maintaining a sort of balance between us taking the calls and the call center taking calls on other times that we don't have volunteers or we don't have a staff at the station. And finally, regarding two more things, Eric Jacobson was asking, I think that he has remarked two very interesting and important things, critical things, I would say. I would love to go on a live meeting one Sunday a month. So this meeting to be live, as I was told that you were meeting on a center called the Peace Center a long time ago. But anyway, whatever it is, but if this meeting could be live, we would to my knowledge, spare a lot of times doing the roll call, one thing, and second, it, and most important, it will be better for all of us if we could if we could meet together instead of being on a screen. But the second important thing that Mr. Jacobson has already pointed out is about underwriting. And I know this is an anathema for you. This is not the moment to discuss about that. I just want to say that, again, if we do business with certain providers, I don't know, internet providers or editorial providers, why can we accept donations from these providers? That's a simple question. This is not now the time to discuss this. And finally, regarding Fernando Velázquez, I think that maybe we should think of a kind of action more consistent and aligned with these 40 decades of dedication to KPFK. I really don't know what, but this is for you to think about. Thank you.
I see your hand up again, Bella, but I think we're going to move to public comment. You already did speak once. I don't see other members of the board that had questions. So we'll take 10 minutes of public comment. I see a hand up from Michael Heiss, and I think Sue Cohn-Johnson had her hand up earlier.
Kim, turn this back, please.
Okay. So Michael Heiss,
Sue, thanks, Michael.
And then Kim.
Thank you. I'd like to actually expand upon some of the things that have been raised. With regard to phone banking in the phone room, I'd like to ask the general manager and perhaps Ms. Wells, with COVID restrictions being lifted, when can we set a date certain when we can start doing that, perhaps no later than the start of the next fund drive? And as was just mentioned by one of the other members, to have in-person phone banking people during the Spanish language block with people speaking Spanish. Gee, what a novel concept. That would be outstanding. With regard to the phones, I wonder, looking at the budget, there hasn't been any impact of that yet. When will we be able to see some reduction in the phone costs and by how much? And finally, you were just talking, Mr. GM, about meeting in person with the LSB and having an LSB report to the listener. When might we expect a report to the listener on air from yourself? Thank you.
Sorry, Sue Cohn-Johnson, do you still want to speak? Otherwise, I'll go to Kim. I don't hear her. Go ahead, Kim.
This is Kim Kaufman, your treasurer. Is the GM still on the call?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I didn't see him. I want to ask him, he keeps talking about this EIDL loan, and I don't know where he got that idea that would go to make up KPFK's deficit. He said multiple times in public comment, and he said to me personally, when I met with him when he got back from his Christmas vacation, that he was working very closely with the then IED Lydia Brazan. Was it her? Was it she? Which is correct. Was it she who suggested using the EIDL loan to make up for the deficit? So that's one question. And he said that he was doing other things to getting funds. Can he elaborate on that? Because I haven't heard any revenue raising ideas from him, and I can think of multiple things that could be done.
I would like to know on this Black Programming Day, is
10 seconds, there Kim.
Room for fundraising during that program? And maybe he doesn't understand what preemptions are, but there have been what I call preemptions. So little definition of term. Flashpoints.
Kim, you're at time.
Okay, flashpoints has not really brought in any money.
You are at time.
Thank you.
Sue Cohn-Johnson, and then Andrew Weiss, and then we'll give a GM a chance to respond.
Hi, I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
I think a few preemptions, a few are required during a fund drive, but also on why don't you, in fairness, alternate the LSB meetings every other month, do it on a weekday at 6 p.m. and every other month do it on a Sunday morning. Don't you want all the participation you can get? Thank you.
Thanks. That is what we used to do. Andrew Weiss?
Yeah, Andrew Weiss here. Thank you, Chair. Thank you to the GM for attending this meeting and addressing the LSB live. I think, as I've said before, and as Mr. Heiss has said, another listener, I think the listeners would appreciate also being addressed on a regular basis monthly by either the management or a representative of the management. Anyone on staff would work for myself. And this, once again, has been mandated. It's not an option. It's been mandated by the Pacifica National Board. So I would like to know what the executive director has to say about that as well. And then quickly, as far as news being broadcast on KPFK, I would like to suggest on the weekends, since there is no news program, that we pipe in from KPFA, as we do during the week, their weekend news programming, which is a half hour. And I'd like to point out that is done, I understand, by our volunteer staff. So perhaps we can, if we don't have the funding right now, arrange for a volunteer crew to bring us local news from Southern California during the week. And thank you again to the general manager for attending and showing up. I appreciate it as a listener. Thank you, Michael. Mr. Chair.
Thanks. Mikhail, did you have some responses to that?
Yes, I have some responses to that. Well, the first thing is I, frankly, from my professional point of view, there's no point on having LSB and a manager on air report. That's the thing. Now, having said so, why? Because we are a radio station, 100,000 beds on the second largest market, and this is this is ridiculous. That's it. But nevertheless, if there's someone like Jim Lafferty that offers 1 day of his program, him being a host, and want to offer to the listeners this program, I think it would be great once a month, the local station board members and the manager and Jim Lafferty, and have an interesting program. Maybe that would be something, but to devote, because it's mandated, a program between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. What is this? Between 9 and 9 p.m. once a month, when we have a website, when we have emails, when we have all types of ways to communicate with the listeners, not with the hooligans, with the listeners, then I don't understand why. This is my answer to that. So, again, Mr. Chair, I'm really appreciate your insight about Jim Lafferty, which is someone that, by the way, I knew, and I think that it's a nice forum to be on. Now, regarding other questions, yes, well, the thing, again, to meet on Mondays or on weekdays, I mean, again, I don't want to be disruptive. I want to underscore the opinion of this meeting to be live and to have a certain time, and that would be impressive. And I'm positive that if we sometimes we do that, it would improve also the relationship between all of us, for sure. Now, regarding Kim, I am very pleased, and I will be very pleased to know all the ideas you have for bringing fans to the station when our hands are tied, because this is what it is. So, and I appreciate that you remember our first meeting after my holidays on Christmas time, after Christmas time. But feel free to send me your ideas. By the way, I don't have any development director at the station. I don't have anybody else. I don't have no program director, etc. And now that I'm talking about programming, I would like also to answer the question of our listener regarding the news on weekend. I am doing just little tweaks on the programming, but I can hear here on my back all my names, because this isn't an easy task. And if you look at the schedule of KPFK on Saturday and Sunday, especially morning, you'll find out, I don't know, I think that there are 10, 12 or 13 or 14 programs. So far I didn't want to go there. I have my ideas for the weekend, but I think that all these changes have to be done at once, not just little by little. No? And so I also would like to have Pacifica News on weekend, but we will have to wait. Regarding your suggestion of volunteers, I'm totally in. Not volunteers only, but also students from colleges that are doing journalism. But to do this, again, we have to have at least one person, not a volunteer, one paid staff that is the pillar of the Regain newsroom. And this is also something that I would like to have. But, it is difficult also for me to reallocate the good assets that I have at the station. I would love to do this, but it's not that easy. But certainly I take good note of what you've of your appreciations. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto.
Michael, you're muted. Michael Novick, you're muted.
Sorry, I didn't realize it was muted. I was saying that we're at time for this. We have additional public comment later on. I do want to move the agenda to the PMB director's reports.
Okay. I'm sorry, Michael. I just want to ask you, will Miguel be present at the later public comment?
Miguel, can you stay on the call?
No.
You can't. Okay, so why don't you go ahead if you have a comment to make to the GM. Go ahead, Ruth, do it now.
Unfortunately, I totally disagree about nobody uses the website to communicate with the GM. You already said that you were overwhelmed in the past by emails. The appropriate forum, especially considering that we are trying to get members and hold on to the members that we have, the appropriate thing to do is to do what has already been mandated by Pacifica, which is to have a monthly 1 hour, if you don't want to call it a report to the listeners, then a town hall for listeners to ask you questions or to voice their concerns about the station. That is, this is not a time to turf it to Jim Lafferty, who is a wonderful person. He is not manager, and he is not, he loves the station and he does great shows for the station, but he does not have his finger on the pulse of the station. So I disagree. I respectfully disagree with what you said. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. We do need to move on. We have the PNB director's reports. And we'll take additional public comment later on, as I say. Avelia?
Yes. I was wondering if perhaps, I'm aware that Director Van Gooden has a very lengthy, I won't say that in a negative way, but a much longer report. Mine is, I would like her to go first.
Okay, that's fine. I was just going alphabetically, but...
That's fine.
Lauren, Aaliyah, if you want to also yield, Beth can go first. Or
yeah, that's fine. Actually, Beth makes several points that I was going to make in my report, so I'll have her go ahead of me.
Go ahead. I just want to ask, by the way, Mikhail, if any of your report was in writing, if you could forward it to me, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you. Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, Pacifica is well ahead of where we were a year ago, but we are by no means out of the woods. Our financial situation as a network, while much improved, remains precarious. Regaining sound financial footing, therefore, continues to be a top priority. Last year, Pacifica managed to catch up 3 years of delinquent audits and is now current for the first time in years. That's progress. It helps restore our financial credibility and credit worthiness. Work is well underway and on track to produce our fiscal year 2021 audit right on time. Last year, fiscal 2021, was the first time in several years that budgets were produced for 7 of the 8 Pacifica financial units. That's progress. This year, to date, 2 of the 8 fiscal year 2022 budgets have been submitted, reviewed, and approved. Management is in the process of reviewing other unit budgets before submitting them to the National Finance Committee for consideration. Work continues on the revision of the Pacifica charts of accounts and budget template. When complete, that will be a major step forward, allowing Pacifica to render accounting more timely, consistent, and transparent across the network. Pacifica continues to make payments on the large FJC loan on time and in full. We are awaiting receipt of the remaining $1.5 million of the $2 million EID EIDL loan. Approved in January. That will go a long way toward paying down much of the FJC loan due in October, but in itself will not be sufficient. Additional means must yet be found. Pacifica's FCC license renewal has been granted, which is good for another 7.5 years. That's progress. I was asked to stand for PNB vice chair this year, agreed to do so, and was elected for the 2022-year term. I thank my many Pacifica colleagues, both locally and nationally, for the vote of confidence. I look forward to another year of collaborative progress. It's amazing what we can all accomplish, what we can accomplish when we work together. Thank you.
Thanks, Beth. So Lawrence Reyes apologized for not being able to send in a report. He, as I mentioned earlier, he has what's called a frozen shoulder, but it's extremely painful and he can't lift or move his arm at all. So Ali or Avelia, did you want to add anything?
Sure.
Go ahead.
So the new PNB has only met once since the new session, and the new members were seated, and we've mainly done a bunch of housekeeping work. We're still forming the committees. I do believe there's a correction. I agree with everything that is in Beth's report. However, I believe the FCC license was not Pacifica-wide. It was specifically a hold on KPFK's application, which was granted, and the renewal for 7.5 years has gone through. That was KPFK specific, not Pacifica-wide.
I stand corrected.
Okay. And also to report, the previous IED was retained for a 1-month transition period while the new executive director was settling in. And as of today, that transition should be complete and her services and salary should and will have ended. That's my report.
Thanks. Avelia, anything further?
Yeah, well, I just want to say to everyone, thank you for your support of confidence that I'd be on the PNB through the election. It is, though, my first view of the PNB and how it functions. So I don't have a lot to say. I do wish, however, that for the benefit of anyone who is elected to posts within the Pacifica Foundation and the PNB LSB, in the future that you at least give us something to work with, to know, before we go to these meetings for the first time. Fortunately, no one wanted to know my opinion on anything, and that's good news. But one day, I may need to say something on your behalf. And I just think, Mr. Chairman and all people here in the LSB and the general manager, Ms. Wells, there needs to be something laid out for the next group coming in that will explain the Pacifica Foundation in simple terms, what the committees are, which ones you're eligible for, if not all, and little rudiments like that, little things. So I'd like to work with Mr. Novick, you or someone, or let's pull up what you already have, because we go in blind. We don't want to blame the pandemic for everything. So I think in the future, we should have something prepared for the new people. That's what I want to say. But otherwise, it was a housekeeping meeting for me to learn faces, voices, who does what, and how they do it. And that was my experience.
Thank you. We did have a orientation meeting for the LSB and the LSB committees, and I think it's a good idea to try to set one up. I think we probably need to, get some contact with Julie Hewitt, I think, is the new chair of the PNB, and see if something similar can be done for the PNB. The LSB chairs are now meeting. I should mention this. So we have another meeting scheduled in March. We've had a couple of meetings. We did do a training on Robert's Rules of Order last month. So we're trying to improve, and I think we'll continue to do so. So any questions for the directors from the board? I see your hand up, Bella.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Go ahead. I recognize.
Please, go ahead.
Yes, so I understand, based on an outside form, I learned that the balance of the big loan, the FSJC loan, was 2,690,000, that the KPFT building was sold for $1.2 million, less the broker fees of $75K, leaving $800,000 in escrow. And that escrow is to be utilized to secure the next building for KPFT to function in a safe, equitable environment at Houston, Texas. I needed to mention that because we never get that information, not through our local finance committee, nor from the national finance committee. And I also wanted to add that on February the 10th, Thursday, There was a special LSB meeting of the KPFK in conjunction with the Finance Committee. And the GM's budget was rejected. Now, the GM's budget was rejected. Why? Because it was very realistic. I opposed the rejection, but I wanted to add to that, that given the numbers that I've just given, we are kept in the dark because we are not given
time.
We are not given a lot of the information that we need on a monthly basis.
Okay,
at the
try to wrap up, Ella.
And I am hoping that we start moving in that direction. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Other questions or comments to the directors from other members of the LSB? I don't see any other hands. I'll say that in relation to the building, that is my understanding, most of the money will be used for a new studio facility for KPFD, but some of it I understood was going to be applied towards the FJC loan. In relation to the FCC license renewal, I did send it around. The stations are all on different schedules as far as their FCC licensing, and so several of the stations were renewed, earlier this year or last year, and KPFA and KPFK were both supposed to end on December 31st, and for some reason there was a hold place for a while on KPFK, which has never been explained. As far as I understand, I've inquired several times of the ED and John Almella and the GM. As far as I know, they don't have an explanation. But in any case, the hold was lifted and the license for the station was renewed on, I believe, January 14th, is what John Almella said. So that is, our license is now good for a protracted period of time. Let me check the agenda here again for a second. So the next item on the agenda is the PNB committee delegate member nominations and elections. I did put a motion, I think, into the chat, and I sent it to the body. Let me see if I can read it, because if we have a contested election, we will have to vote, I think, by electronically to be able to do the proper tallying since it's a SDV election. Hang on a second. I'll read that motion.
Mike,
somebody want to speak?
This is Beth.
Go ahead.
I wanted to offer the clarification or correction that the technology task force really is a task force. It's not a committee, and anyone can come at any time. No one has to be.
Yes. Yeah, we'll get that in a second. So whereas the KPFK local station board is electing delegates to serve on PNB committees this year by STV ballot, with nominations taking place at the meeting of February 16th, 2022, resolved that the STV election shall be conducted via electronic mail under previous authorizations for electronic communications, with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and John P. Gary III serving as teller. Further resolved that all listener and staff delegates present are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions via email on or before Thursday, February 17th, 2022, at close of business, and that the polls shall close on Saturday. This is a change based on John Gary's remark. On Saturday, February 19th, 2022, at midnight Pacific time, the chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. Further resolved that the delegates will meet in a continuation meeting on Sunday, February 20th at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to receive and ratify the results of the elections. That would be a special continuation meeting. So I don't think the chair can make that motion, but if somebody is willing to. Ali, you have a hand up?
I was just interested in articulating a question from the chat. If non-LSB members were allowed to ask questions of the PNB directors.
We didn't have the scheduled at that time, but I think we could do it. I'm fine if somebody wants to have public comment at this time to the directors. We'll just take it from the other time.
So
we
moved.
Have a half hour.
So moved.
Okay.
Bella.
Any objection? Okay. Thanks, Bella. Any objection to having some public comment? I see one hand up from Andrew Weiss. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Andrew Weiss here. Since the PND, which governs the entire network, has passed a mandate for all stations to have a monthly report to the listener from the general manager, and as I am aware, both KPFK and KPFA and perhaps other stations are not adhering to this, I would like to know if our PNB representatives for the listeners, how they feel about whether or not their mandates ought to be followed, number one, how they feel about that particular mandate, having a monthly dialogue and report to the listeners from management, and I would request from staff as well, and number three, what they plan to do about this, if anything. I would like to request that they enforce their mandate right away. Thank you.
Thanks. I see a hand up. Ali, you want to respond to that? Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Weiss is correct. It was a PNB motion that passed for a monthly report to the listener from the general managers. I don't know about the other stations, but I think if the PNB passed that motion, it should be followed. While I welcome having shows hosted by Jim Lafferty and other hosts as well, I think that the general manager should at the very least be present on those calls so he can take questions. And I think that the phones should be open to all listeners, not pre-scripted questions. The phone line should be open to all listeners, whether they're hooligans or not. He should be prepared to take those calls. And I will bring it back up to the PNB to see if we need to do anything to enforce that. Thank you.
Thanks. I will say that I have communicated with the GM about this repeatedly. It is in the job description. It was in the interview process for applicants. We made very clear that that was one of the responsibilities very urgently needed. So we're all pursuing this question. And I think it does have to be fulfilled by the GM.
Any of the other directors want to answer that? That was a question to the director.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Beth.
Go ahead.
I voted in support of that mandate. I recognize it as an integral part of Pacifica culture going back years and years and years. I recognize that it's a new concept to our current general manager. I do think we need to move forward with it. But the way it's been presented here today couches it as a personnel item, and that
We lost you, Beth.
Sorry. And so as a personnel issue, I won't be dealing with that in public. I'll support whatever efforts there are within the PNB to pursue this, but I won't be addressing personnel issues in public. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Sue Cohn-Johnson, you had a question for the directors? And then I would like to get to the election process.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. I suggest that somebody say that you could alternate the report to the listeners every other month, requiring the GM to be there and whoever else he wants to bring along to answer questions. And the other alternating months,
have rotating hosts or groups to answer questions. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So is there someone who would move the motion regarding authorizing the e-balloting if we need it? If there's no contest, it's not necessary, but if we have contested elections for the delegate seats.
Bella moves.
Okay, thank you. All right. I heard from Bella first. The text is in the email with the change of Saturday instead of Friday as the deadline. Any objection?
Mr. Chair, may I chime in real quick?
Sure. Okay, go ahead quickly.
On the issue of the address to the listeners, as this board knows me, I have been pushing for this for years.
All right, thank you, Bella. It was a question directed to the directors, and the directors answered. So let's try to move into the, if there's no objections to the procedure for voting by e-ballot, and John Gary's on the call. I want to check the directors about the number of seats available on each of the committees. We have the named committees that we have, we have elections to, are the PNB Governance Committee, the PNB Audit Committee, the PNB Programming Committee, and the PNB Elections Committee. Can one of the directors say, are we electing one or two people to each of those?
This is Beth.
Go ahead.
My memory is that we elect two to each of those, but I don't have any... I don't have a document in front of me. That was my experience in the past.
That is what I thought. I just wanted to check. In addition, there are task forces. There's a technology task force. There's a COVID task force and the development task force are the ones I'm aware of, and the affiliates task force. And all of those are not required to be elected. And in fact, you need not be a delegate. So if you're interested, please let us know. So are there nominations or self-nominations for the PNB Governance Committee?
Bella DeSoto nominates herself.
Okay. Marisol, you're breaking up a little.
Governance Committee?
PNB Governance?
For the Governance Committee.
Okay, that's for the PNB Governance Committee. All right, so we have Marisol and Bella. Any additional nominations? The PNB Governance Committee. Okay, I don't hear anyone. If there's, I think if it's not contested, we could just declare them elected.
Are there only two slots? One point of view.
Yes, that's what I was checking with the directors. My recollection is there are two spots for delegates from each station on the PNB committees.
This is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
I'd like to nominate you, Michael, for the Governance Committee.
I'd like to respectfully decline. Thank you.
This is Myla.
Go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Grace Aaron for the Governance Committee.
I decline. I decline, but thank you, Myla.
Okay, we'll come back around at the end, just give people a chance to think about it. Let's move on to the other committees. We have the Audit Committee.
Yes, this is Grace. I'd like to nominate Eric Jacobson, who has been on the Audit Committee for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And also, since there are two seats open, I'd also like to nominate Fred Blair, because he would be great. He was on that committee in the past, and as the past chair of the treasurer, I think he would be excellent on the audit committee. So Eric and Fred.
Okay, Eric, do you accept?
Yes, I do, Michael. Thank you.
And Fred, how about you?
I accept too.
Okay.
I accept too.
Thank you, Fred. Any additional nominations or self-nominations? Bella, you have a hand up?
And yes, then Myla? Yes.
Yes, I am a former member of the Audit Committee. I would like to nominate myself. Thank you.
Okay, so that's Eric, Fred, and Bella so far. Myla, you have a hand up?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Ziri Rudeau for the Audit Committee.
Ziri, you still here? Do you accept that? I know you...
Thank you, Myla, but I respectfully decline.
Okay, thanks. So we do have a contest there. That's Eric Jacobson, Fred Blair, and Bella DeSoto. So the telegraph pair of ballot on that one. We have the National Programming Committee. It's been a pretty active committee this year.
This is Beth. I'd like to nominate Grace Aaron.
I accept.
Okay, Ziri, I think you put...
Yes, hi, this is Ziri. I would like to nominate myself for the Programming Committee.
Okay, Oscar?
Yeah, I would like to nominate myself also for the Programming Committee.
Okay, so that would be contested as well. Bella, you have a hand up again, or did you just lower it?
No, let me pull it down.
Okay, sorry. I can do it.
Okay,
so we have Grace Aaron, Ziri Rido, and Oscar Ulloa. Grace?
Yes. Also, I think that Christina Avalos said she wants to be on the Programming Committee. It's in the chat. She had to leave this meeting, but she put it in the chat.
Okay, yeah, I did. Go back in.
Michael, this is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
I do know that... that Christina said she wanted to be nominated to the Finance Committee. I don't know whether she lists additional committee, but I do know that
Finance Committee. Finance Committee is not an elected committee. It's the treasurer and the one director.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. The Elections Committee. The Elections Committee.
Yeah, let me go. I saw that as well. I'm trying to go back through the chat and see if she said anything about programming.
Yeah, I was wrong about that.
You may be right. You may be right. It may be elections, not... I may be mistaken. Let's see. Yes, I'm wrong. It's illegal.
Okay. All right, thank you. So we have three nominees then. John Gary is still on the call, right? So you can take note of that and the secretary as well. We have Grace Aaron, Ziri Rido, and Oscar Ulloa. And then we have the Elections Committee, so let's say that Christina Avalos is one nominee for that. Is there another person interested in serving?
Beth nominates Grace.
Okay, I accept.
Okay, can you be on two PMB committees?
You can be on six, yes, if you want.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, can you please explain which committee we are on right now? It's getting very confusing.
We're on the Elections Committee.
Bella DeSoto, please. I self-nominate.
Okay, thank you, Bella. I think I'm going to nominate myself as well. I did serve on the Election Committee in the past, and I'm very concerned about trying to have a bylaws-compliant election. So I think we have four nominees for that committee. Somebody has to mute.
Can you list them, please?
Yes.
Chair, I have my hand. I've had my hand.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was trying to mute somebody who's making loud noise. You have your hand up for another nomination, Myla?
Yes, I'd like to self-nominate.
Okay. All right. So if I'm correct for the Elections Committee, we have Christina Avalos, Grace Aaron, Bella DeSoto, Michael Novick, and Myla Reeson. Is that correct? Five nominees. Okay. As far as the task forces, We have the technology task force. I have been to some meetings of that. I probably continue on it. Is there anyone interested in that task force? I think Michael Heiss expressed an interest.
Ali Alexa's on that.
Ali Alexa, okay. There's no restriction on numbers.
Can you mention again the task force?
Yes, right now we're talking about the technology task force because that one has been meeting and is open. And so Ali Alexa is on that. I am on that. Michael Heiss expressed interest in the chat in being on it. Myla Reeson?
Sorry, I forgot to put my hand down.
No, okay. No problem.
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
I intend to continue on the tech task force.
Okay, great. Obviously, you're a director and you can be in anything you want to be as far as the task force goes. So thank you.
Right.
Sure.
In terms of the task forces, that's true for all the PNB members too, as I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. There is an affiliates task force. Is that currently meeting? I was on it in the past. I'd be interested in serving on it again. Do the directors know if that one is currently functioning? I know it was at one point.
Michael, it hasn't functioned four or five years.
All right, I'd be interested in trying to revive it. I will contact the PNB chair and the affiliates unit and see if we can revive that task force. I think it would be useful. We do have more and more efforts to, get content from the affiliates as well as sharing content with them. So, Ali, you have a hand up. Go ahead.
Just a second, Ali. I'm sorry. I believe Sue Cohen Johnson has her some strength.
Okay, I'll mute her. No. She's talking about the noise. I muted her phone. Go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, I believe the next task force on the list is the Committee of Inclusion, and I'd like to nominate Avelia Jones for that.
Okay, the Committee of Inclusion is not a task force. The task forces are just by, you can join them. The other ones I'm aware of are the Development Task Force. You want to say a little bit about that one, Beth?
I was just going by the order that's in the agenda.
We didn't name all the task forces, is what I'm saying, so I'm just going.
Well, if you look at the agenda, you have technology, then you have Committee of Inclusion, and then you have other task forces.
Okay, thank you, sorry. All right. That's because Grace claimed that technology was a committee, but it's not actually a committee, it is a task force. It's listed in the bylaws as a committee, but it doesn't function that way. So just to repeat, we have the Development Task Force and what was the other?
Strategic Planning.
Strategic Planning is a committee, and it's not open to delegates. Okay. Anyways, you're interested?
Yes.
Who's that?
Avelia.
Go ahead, Avelia.
I'm sorry, my hand is up. I would like to nominate myself for the Inclusion Committee.
Okay, all right, yeah.
I nominated you for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Committee of Inclusion, we have one director and then three delegates. I'm not sure what Lawrence has been on it, but, he's not here, and I guess we can check with him. See if there's a contest for that. Any other directors interested in being on the Committee of Inclusion? Okay, so there might be a contest for that. We'll have to check with Lawrence. And delegates interested in serving on the Committee of Inclusion? And just to reiterate, the Committee of Inclusion isn't the bylaws. It's technically speaking a PNB committee, not an LSB committee. But once the four members that are elected to it join it, they can add additional people who are not delegates or directors to serve to help carry out the work of the committee, which is to try to improve inclusivity and especially the engagement with underrepresented and underserved communities in all aspects of the station, including management, governance, staffing, and programming. So a very important committee. So are the delegates who would like to serve on that committee?
Mr. Chair, are you asking for the local committee of inclusion?
Yes, it's the PNB Committee of Inclusion for KPFK. Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Got it. Yes, Bella DeSoto.
Okay. Other delegates, we have room for three at least, and actually, once we have the three could add additional people, as I say, delegates or not.
We'd like to bring in as well, Paul Roberson.
Okay, Paul Roberson, thank you.
Marisol,
okay. So that's three. As I say, if you really want to serve, we don't really have to have a contested election. We can have those four people, can add additional people later on. So I hear, why don't we just leave it as Phil in that case. You know, if Lawrence wants to participate, I'm sure he can. So that would be Avelia Jones as the director on that committee. And Bella DeSoto, Marisol Cruz, and Paul Roberson as the delegates. And if other people are interested, they can, you know, they're actually free to join once the committee is constituted. Miley, have your hand up again? No. Okay. Okay, moving on, we have public comment number two. Maybe the secretary and John Gary can check in with each other. I think we got everything clear, but if it's not, we'll get it clear before the end of the evening. And by tomorrow night, you will get ballots from Terry Goodman and John Gary, and return your ballots to them by Saturday night at midnight.
Tom Stone with the stack. Public comment.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm perturbed because the report from Director Van Houten.
Mr. Chair, we cannot hear Raymond.
Okay. I'm not sure why. Why don't you be quiet for a moment? Let him try to start and speak again. And we'll, if everyone pays attention, maybe we'll hear him clearly. Begin again, Raymond, please.
Yes. Can you hear?
It's scratchy, but go ahead.
No, it's much better. It's much better.
I can hear him.
Go ahead.
I'm perturbed by the difference in comment about the EIDL loan. Beth indicating it was dedicated to the repayment of, in part, another loan, and the general manager asserting that without the dedication of some of the EIDL loan to KPFK, he doesn't know what to do. I don't know what to do either, but I noted that dissonance. I also am concerned that the LSB appears to be more deferential to the general manager than I think is necessary.
Hear, hear.
I don't understand the 5 days a week business. I mean, my professional career has lasted longer than I thought I would, and I've never worked less than a 7 day week. And I'm very much concerned that he doesn't intend to participate on Sunday. I mean, I'm just very concerned about that, and I thank you for the time.
Just to respond, I don't think he's on the call anymore. He said he would be participating. He might miss a meeting occasionally, but he made it clear that he was going to make himself available for the Sunday meeting. So
wait, respond to listeners' comments? Don't we usually let them all talk?
There were no other hands up at the moment. And
Kim to the stack.
Go ahead, Kim. Jen Andrew.
Well, first of all, Mikhail did not respond to my question about to him about the EIDL loan and where he even got the idea that it would go to cover his budget. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm sorry, Michael, I got to throw some shade on you, but that I was volunteered to be on the last LSB call and I was treated extremely rudely. I was stepped on. I didn't get a chance to speak. I was hung up on halfway through and couldn't get back on for the rest of the call. And yeah, you're shaking your head like you didn't know, but didn't it seem weird to you that I never said anything? Because you never let me get a word in edgewise. It was the you, Lawrence, and Bella show. And so I'm just saying to any of the LSB members who might want to be on that show, if you're not part of that faction, you might not get treated well, or perhaps there should be another host. You know, you should alternate between hosts.
Oscar, you want to reply to Michino?
Okay, let her finish, please.
Yeah, I know Oscar said that he had to disconnect me because the phones weren't working, but out of five people, I was the person who was disconnected. And yes, it appears the phones weren't working. And I don't know whose decision it was to drop me from the call, but...
Kim, again, this, unfortunately, that's your perception. You were not at that moment. That day, we had a crazy situation with the phone. I even asked you to try to log in through somebody else's, and you just told me off. You said, whatever, or something like that. I mean, I didn't take care, but I now understand that that's your way to answer. It was nothing prepared. It was just that we were, like, same thing with Miss Myla, and hopefully she understood. We had just one line coming in. You have no idea what it meant.
I understand.
The reason Bella and Lawrence were there is because they were at the studio and Bella was going through my personal phone. So please, it has nothing to do personal. We were not trying to block you or anything. It was just a technical situation. They were both were not working that day. We are not happy.
Okay. Thanks, Oscar.
That's not fair. I mean, okay, whatever it was not pleasant for me. And nobody even noticed that I wasn't there because it wasn't a real discussion of all the people who were on that call. I'm just saying, be careful at the
next. I interject.
Oscar, please don't interrupt. Oscar, please do not interrupt. Let Kim finish her comment.
Yeah.
You know, he tried to connect me for half an hour, and finally, at like 2 minutes to the end of the hour, I said, please, just forget it. This isn't going to happen. At any rate, it was not a pleasant experience, and I'm just warning other LSB members who might want to do it that, it was difficult. Beth, please mute if you're coughing because you're lighting up here. And, I just think there should maybe be rotating hosts. Thank you.
Thanks. The plan is to rotate through the whole membership. I probably will not be on the next one. Andrew, I just to clarify for people who might be confused, I thought when you began your remarks, I thought you were talking about the last LSB meeting. I realized you were talking about the LSB show.
Yes.
So, yes, we did have, we made an attempt to have a very wide array of people on the call, but it was very, very difficult because the phones had supposedly just been fixed and, in fact, were not functional. Nine of the 10 lines or something were like phantom. And what I understand from Ali is that they're still being worked on. They're still not completely functional despite the efforts of the person they got to come down from KPFA.
Yeah, but you stepped on my lines, Michael. You didn't get a chance to talk.
I apologize. Andrew Weiss.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Andrew Weiss, listener and member of KPFK. Two comments quickly. First, there was discussion in the chat about the GM making a comment about the listeners referring to them as, quote, hooligans. I'm not aware of that, but there was a lot of discussion there. I think the listeners on the LSB should get clarification on that. Second, if I may, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a quick comment about the Pacifica Listener Forum. The Pacifica Listener Forum, which I am the co-coordinator of, is unaffiliated with the Pacifica Foundation. We are an independent group, but we do hold twice a month open discussions, conference calls, open to all members of the Pacifica community from all stations, all staff, all LSBs, all PNB members, and the foundation staff itself. So I want to remind everybody these are going on second and fourth Tuesday of each month, 4 p.m. Pacific time. And we do get participation across the network. The last one, we did have the General Counsel of the Pacific Foundation come on and report to us and take questions and comments from everybody there. It's open discussion across the network once again. We had members of the Pacifica National Board from three different stations as well as LSB members. So it's a great opportunity for us to communicate more with the listeners and each other. Thank you very much.
How do people find out about the call, Andrew, if they want to join it?
Yes. I do send it to the LSB email list, and anybody can email us direct at Pacifica. Our email address is PacificaListenerForum@gmail.com. Again, PacificaListenerForum@gmail.com, open to everybody, listeners, staff, and LSB members. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Additional public comments? I don't see any other hands at the moment. So we actually have the matter of the personnel committee that was added to the agenda. After the election of people to the PNB committees and task forces, the motion to constitute a personnel committee. Go ahead, Myla. You're muted, Myla.
May I read the motion and motivate it, sir?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, give me one second. I thought I pulled it up. Oh, here it is. Okay. Whereas one of the primary duties and functions of the local station board is to prepare an annual written evaluation. Excuse me, someone needs to mute themselves. I'm hearing extraneous noise. Is that you, Michael? Anyway, I'm going to start again. Whereas one of the primary duties and functions of the local station board is to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager, be it so moved that the LSB populate the personnel committee to prepare for the upcoming GM review. And I'm going to now post that in the chat.
Second.
And who seconded the motion?
Ollie.
Well, thank you, Ollie Lexa. These things take some time, and we need to figure out how we're going to select the committee members, how it's going to be populated, whether there'll have to be an election. It's a process, and it's something that we may as well get started on.
Bella, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There was a clause in the GM's contract when hired, and it was for 6 months. And it was pushed by a certain group of people on the personnel committee. I object to constituting the personnel committee prematurely at this stage. I object to this motion. Thank you.
Okay, I see a hand up from Ali Lexa. Is there other discussion? Go ahead, Ali, and then Grace.
Yeah, actually, I believe that the contract, though I haven't seen it, is that the general manager is on a 1-year probation period. That's really irrelevant. It's one of the duties of the local station board to perform an annual
general manager and PD evaluation. Evaluation doesn't necessarily have to be negative. It can point out positive things. It can also point out things that need improvement. The way things move with these boards, there's no reason not to start working on that now. So I support this motion, and I hope you all will too.
Grace, go ahead. Grace,
I believe that the personnel committee, I'm not sure how the GM evaluation committee is functions. Is it maybe Michael, you can, and then I'd like to comment. Is it, does it emanate from the personnel committee and then go to the membership approved by the local station board? I think that that's how it was done in the past. Michael, do you recall?
Yeah, as far as the GM evaluation, I believe the last time we did it, there was a motion from the personnel committee to set up a GM evaluation committee, and the members were elected by an STV ballot. But, you know, the committee can discuss that. Yes, Bella.
Okay,
hang on, Bella. Hang on a second, Michael. Bella. Grace, go ahead.
I'm not done. I just want some clarity on the motion. Is this motion just to get the personnel committee started?
Right.
Again?
Right.
That's it.
Yeah,
May I respond?
Go ahead.
The motion is to populate the personnel committee in order to then begin the process of constituting a GM evaluation committee. It's just to just begin the process. Because it's my understanding that it starts in the personnel committee. That's where the process begins.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I'd like, I have another question. And this is basically for Michael. And that is, wasn't a motion passed that the committees are open? In other words, they're not constituted. They're not closed. The personnel committee is not not a closed committee, and that any LSV member who wishes to join it can join it. Have I got that wrong, Michael?
I think we actually made an exception for the personnel committee or evaluation committee from the general open status, but I was trying to look for the committee protocol that we set up, and I didn't have a chance
Mr.
to.
Hang on a second.
Okay, so I don't have an answer for your question, Grace. So on the stack, I have Bella and then Beth.
Mr. Chair, I have the protocol since I was on that personnel committee the first year.
No,
and
I'm not.
There were 12, and I can send it to the full body. And there were 12, the maximum of 12 LSB members. Thank you.
Thank you. I wasn't talking about the protocol that when we elected the last time we had the GM evaluation committee. I was talking about we adopted a protocol about committee membership. And
yes,
people.
That's what I was referring to.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Beth, go ahead.
Okay. I'm not done.
Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Misunderstood.
Okay.
Thank you. Grace has the floor then.
So going back, in other words, this, from what I understand, this LSB does not have to decide who's going to be on the personnel committee. Mm-hmm. All that has to happen is that somebody from that the personnel committee be continued, just like the operation of the finance committee has been continuing, the outreach committee has been continuing, the programming committee has been continuing. Mm-hmm. So can someone from the personnel committee convene a meeting of the LSV personnel committee, and can we decide on the date tonight for that meeting? It could be Beth. I believe she was on the committee.
Okay.
That would make this all a little.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So your time has expired, Grace. Hang on a second, Bella. Does Beth have the next person who would ask for the floor, and we'll see if we can come up with a procedure.
Grace's description of the function of that committee matches my own. I volunteered for that committee the first year I was on the board in 2020 and served on that committee the whole year.
and it didn't take that committee to stand up another committee or a subcommittee, but that personnel committee functioned as the personnel committee in evaluating the GM twice and the programming director twice. And we drafted reports and submitted reports to the LSB, who then voted on them. And the last year was slightly different because it was a GM search, and that did entail an election. But I've volunteered for this. I always volunteer for the personnel committee, whatever board I sit on. And so, yes, I would be willing to convene an initial meeting to get us started. I think it needs continuity. It shouldn't be an occasional stop and start, and only if there's problems kind of a thing. It should be an ongoing, continuous committee. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So I see a couple of hands up again, Ali and then Bella, and then let's see if we can pick a time and do this. Ali, that's on mute.
Yeah, if Beth is going to convene personnel committee meeting, I would just volunteer to join that committee and hope that we have enough members to populate that committee and move forward.
Okay, so can someone suggest a time? Bella, you have your hand up.
No, I am against what is going on. There's a coup going on right now, and you are not aware of it. And the coup is to force the chair to call a very soon time to populate and activate this meeting, this committee. And I would ask you, the chair, to be cautious of what is being pushed here. Please, because I want to be in that committee, yes, but I ask the chair for prudence.
I ask the chair to realize coup is not an appropriate term to be used.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Goldstone. Please don't talk out of turn. In any event, I see several people saying they're willing to serve. I was asking, is there a time and date that we can propose for a convening meeting and the people who want to join it? The difference between the personnel committee and other committees is that because it does deal with personnel, it is not open to the general public. It's got to be people who have on the local station board and have filled their confidentiality agreements. Someone on 614 phone, please mute yourself.
Michael?
Grace, go ahead.
A date. Friday the 25th is open on KPFTX, and also if that doesn't, Monday, March, the 28th of February, I believe it is open, Monday the 28th. Let me check that. That's a development task force. Sorry, yeah. That's no good. So Friday the 25th of February or Friday the 4th of March or
let's go with Friday the 25th.
Oh, the
yeah,
4th of
I would
March,
say
Monday the 14th of March.
I would suggest the Friday the 4th or the 11th. First of all, you need to have some time to notice it and it's ready. Well, I guess that wouldn't matter, but
Eric to the stack.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I want to ask where we're at here. This is a decision to do what exactly, and it looks like there's a dispute about the timing on this. I lean toward the view that convening this so quickly is perhaps sending some type of message that I don't wish to subscribe to personally. So I would prefer that we think on this for at least another meeting next month and revisit it. So I would propose to table this consideration or whatever the exact term of art is for Robert's Rules until next meeting.
to postpone. That's a motion to postpone. It's always in order and it's not debatable.
Okay.
It was seconded.
Point of order, Michael. This is Grace.
Okay, hang on a second. What's your point of order, Grace?
The point of order is that a motion to postpone is debatable. A motion to table is not debatable.
Oh, okay.
They're essentially the same, but, you know, it sounded from what Eric was saying that it is actually a motion to postpone to a later time, which he stated in that meeting.
Yeah, correct.
However, I object to that. I think it should be, we should convene the personnel committee. All other committees have been.
Okay, one at a time, please.
Okay. All right. Okay, you hear my objection. That's all.
Yeah. Okay, Beth, I heard you trying to speak. Beth, can you, I think there is a raise hand function on your phone. If you can use it, it would be *9. But I see your hand and then Myla and then Bella. This is in relation to the motions on the floor to postpone, which was made by Eric and seconded by Marisol.
Yes, I similar to what Grace says, I think this committee needs to be stood up the way all the other committees are to be stood up, and this should be seen as just standard operating procedure, nothing extraordinary. I'm not wedded to the idea of picking a date and time tonight. I thought that's what people wanted, so I was trying to accommodate that, but I think at the very least we need to populate it as we've populated all the other committees, because that's normal, because that's standard operating procedure. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Myla, then Bella.
I'm not quite sure what we're speaking to at this time.
We're speaking to the motion to postpone the convening of the postpone the motion to convene the personnel committee until the next meeting. That's what's on the floor. Eric made that motion and Marisol seconded it.
Yeah, there's nothing nefarious going on here. It's a simple motion. We have a duty to do an annual evaluation, and we need time to put everything in place in order to do that. And it's not premature, it's not nefarious, it's just one of the duties that we have to fulfill, and we need to get started on it. You see how long things take. I mean, come on.
Okay, Bella and then Marisol.
Mr. Chair, I support Eric's motion, and I want to further add for the stream that you have not provided enough time, or you're not taking into account that we have not completed our agenda. Are you aware of that? Thank you.
Yes, there was a motion to modify the agenda, and this discussion was placed at a certain point on the agenda.
Yes.
So we're having it now. There is
for us to move on.
Okay, thank you. But Marisol has her hand up, and then we'll vote on the motion to postpone. Go ahead, Marisol.
I want to add that this committee is not on the agenda. It's been placed without, prior notice. So this appropriate item should be tabled for the next meeting, so we have enough time, enough members to be aware of what's being placed on the agenda, so we can all vote appropriately, not at here right now at the last minute.
Thank you.
All the questions.
Beth, you already spoke. All right, is there objection to voting on the motion to postpone? Hearing none, Ralph, can you call the roll on a motion to postpone this discussion to the next meeting?
Okay, first, who called the question?
Eric C. Jacobson.
No, Ali Lexa said he was calling the question. There was no objection.
Ali Lexa? Okay.
Yeah.
Ella, please don't speak for other people. Okay, on the motion to postpone, how do you vote, Grace Aaron?
I vote no.
Alan Beek. He left the meeting. Okay. Jose Benavides. Jose Benavides, please. Fred Blair.
I vote no.
Very good. Fred Blair votes no. Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Good.
What is your vote?
That's a yes.
Yes, okay. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Avelia Jones?
No.
Thank you, Avelia. Ali Lexa?
No.
Ali votes no. Rob Macon?
Abstain.
Rob abstains. Barbara Marbach? Barbara Marbach?
Come back to her.
Okay, Michael Novick?
Chair votes yes.
Myla Reason?
I vote yes. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No to postpone it.
Okay, Myla votes no. Ziri Rideau?
Left the call.
Paul Roberson? Paul Roberson?
Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you, Paul votes yes. Oscar Ulloa?
I vote yes.
Oscar votes yes. Beth Von Gutten?
No.
Beth Von Gutten votes no. Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Thank you, Harvey votes no. Carlos Zavala?
No.
Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides?
He doesn't appear to be on the call.
What?
He doesn't appear to be on the call.
Okay. Barbara Marbach?
I don't see her either.
Okay. All right, tallying the vote. Hold on. I have 6 yes, 8 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so that's not postponed.
We just set a date for the meeting, right?
Yeah, so between February 4th, February 11th, any preference?
Yes.
I don't hear. Why don't we just say the 11th and move on?
Hey, Michael, I'm on.
Sorry.
No, okay.
I was muted. Between February 4th and February 11th, that would be next year.
I'm sorry, March 4th and March 11th. Did I say February? I'm sorry. I meant March.
March 4th is good.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Bella.
Jose Benavides just came back in, but he stepped away. He had no idea that there was an important vote right now.
I can't help that. This is the secretary. He missed the vote.
No, I understand. Just wanted
yes.
to...
Yeah, he missed the vote, and there was a margin of 2 between the yes and the no, so it probably would not make a difference which way he voted.
What is the final date, Mr. Chair?
I think we're going with March 4th. Can you post that, or I can post it to KPFDX, and then people can join. But again, that's not a committee. Well, at some point, the proceedings of that committee probably will not be open to the public. We have 30 minutes left to our...
The announcement.
So going back to our agenda, we have the committee reports. We have two motions. Since we had our treasurer and finance discussion really last week, Kim, and we heard some more at this meeting. Can we just move on to the governance committee because they have two motions?
Point of information, I'm sorry, Michael, but could you tell us the time on the 4th for personnel?
Some previous meetings we've had have been at 4 p.m. Does that work for people?
No, Mr. Chair, there were later in the evening.
Okay, later in the evening, 6 p.m.?
There were 7 o'clock. There were 7 o'clock.
7.
I go with Beth at 6 p.m.
That gives people a chance to get home from work and get something to eat, but keeps us from meeting too late.
Okay, Monday, I'm sorry, Friday, March 4th at 6 p.m.
Sounds good.
Okay, so there were two motions from the...
Michael, this is Kim. I have a 3-second report.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say that the fund drive has raised, as of yesterday, I didn't conclude what was earlier today, $46,571,000 in 8 days. That was an average of $5,800 per day. So the GM said that we were doing better than previous drives. So far, not so much. Yesterday was a very good day. No, or the day before was a very good day. So maybe things are improving, but to date, they are not. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So going to the governance committee report, there was a motion from governance to revise meeting protocol and decorum slightly. Upon a first minor incident, interrupting a speaker, for example, the chair would give the member a warning. Upon a second incident, a second warning should be given. Upon a third incident in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider depriving the member of the right to be recognized for the remainder of the meeting. I thought we used muted. We did not use muted.
Yes, we did, Mr. Chair.
Yes. I'm sorry. I agree. It should have been corrected. Because we're dealing with telephonic meetings, the chair may ask the body to consider muting the member for the remainder of the meeting, and in relation to which it was noted that the person could still vote even if muted. We'll have to figure out how to do that. Such a request should be voted on immediately and would not be debatable. If the member continues with disruptive behavior, she or he will be asked to leave the assembly, and if she or he fails to do so, may be barred from future participation. So this is a revision to an existing policy. To discussion.
We should go for a vote.
Okay, see your hand up from Milo, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I guess you didn't see my hand before.
I was looking at it. I was reading the motion, sorry.
I understand, that's okay. You know, I understand the need to curtail disruptions, but I also witnessed an extraordinary display of authoritarianism earlier during this meeting that was quite shocking to me. And I'm concerned that someone in a position of authority in this body would presume to be able to know what someone was going to say and decide and silence them prior to them making their statement. So, you know, I'm just perplexed. I'm still kind of reeling from what happened earlier at this meeting when my colleague, Harvey Wasserman, was not allowed to just speak his piece, and that you assumed what he was going to say, and you assumed that what he was saying was not relevant to fundraising, which was, a kind of, I thought, an overreach. Thank you.
Okay, so on the motion, is there further discussion? Hearing none, is there any opposition?
Can I say one more thing? This is Myla.
Mr. Chair.
Hang on a second, Myla. Bella, did you want to speak?
I would like for you to read it, please, for the stream.
I just read it.
I wanted to read it, please. Can you read it again? Slowly.
Okay. Upon a first minor incident, parentheses interrupting a speaker, for example, the chair would give the member a warning. Upon a second incident, a second warning should be given. Upon a third incident in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider muting the member for the remainder of the meeting. Such a request should be voted on immediately and would not be debatable. If the member continues disruptive behavior, she or he will be asked to leave the assembly, and if she or he fails to do so, may be barred from future participation.
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Go ahead.
I do agree with Myla that the chair should not have such powers.
Okay, thank you. Eric, I see your hand up.
Yes, I believe this topic has been too narrowly discussed. There is more to this malaise we've had where there's been excessive rancor and so on. And I think that I will be abstaining from voting one way or the other on this policy as formulated. I believe we need to have discussion, a deeper discussion of what Caroline Casey, one of the talk show hosts that I like in Pacifica, calls ally etiquette. And that's something that we don't do enough of in terms of our relations with one another. We've had a very big falling out to a degree as an organization over these referendums that have sought to overthrow our democratic governance. And it's led to rancor. We have had historic factional rancor that's separate and apart from this recent initiatives that I refer to. So I would like to broaden the context and have a policy that gets to more of the root of the problem. Thank you.
Second, Bella.
I didn't hear a motion there. I thought you were just objecting to the motion. Did you make a motion, Eric?
Not in the form of a motion at this time. I haven't thought that part through enough myself.
Okay, thanks. So I'm going to call myself in relation to this motion. Just to be clear, what it says is that the body, would vote to mute someone after multiple warnings of disruptive activity, such as interrupting other speakers. So I think it speaks to issues that people are raising about the chair. That was the point of the motion, as I understood it, in governance, is that, so to me, the purpose of this motion is to say that it's the power of the body, not of the chair. I see Ali, Alexa, and then Myla again. We're running out of time for this meeting, so.
Does this motion need a second?
No, this is a committee motion.
Okay.
Myla?
Yeah, I just for clarification, it seemed to me that you preemptively muted Harvey this earlier without having a vote first whether or not you could mute him. And that's what I was objecting to. So I'm just trying to figure out whether, you know, this motion is actually something other than supporting your actions earlier to preemptively mute another member of this board.
Go ahead, Beth.
Just briefly, I would point out that this motion was drafted before the earlier incident in this meeting. So it could in no way have been crafted to prepare for that moment. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
I'm asking one more time for so are there objections to the motion? If so, we'll take a vote. I see a hand from someone in a 614 area code. Is that a member of the board?
That's me. That's Harvey.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to briefly support Myla in her statement. I got to say, I've been an activist for 60 years. I've never been cut off like that. It was quite inappropriate, especially for a public radio station. So I'm going to abstain on this thing, but Myla is 100% right, whether it was me or somebody else. You have no right to stop a 90-second statement on fundraising just out of the blue. It was completely inappropriate, and if this motion is any reflection of further authoritarianism, then I think we all need to be very afraid, and I'm still willing to make my 90-second statement at some point before adjournment. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, the motion is to say that it's up to the body to mute someone. So that's the point of the motion.
Michael?
Yeah, I'm asking again, are there objections, or do we need that would require a vote if there's no objection?
Michael, this is Eric. How do you make it? There's been a few of us who have wished to abstain. Does that require a vote?
Okay. All right. Let's take a vote.
I'm just asking. Can you acknowledge the abstainers?
That's it. Just go through the vote, Ralph. Ralph, can you call the roll?
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Brett Blair?
Yes.
Jose Benavides?
Yes.
Marisol Cruz?
No.
Bella DeSoto?
No.
Eric Jacobson abstains, yes?
Wait a second. I'm going to pass on at this time.
Okay. Eric passes. Avilia Jones? Avilia Jones, how do you vote?
I'm sorry, I misunderstand the vote here. We're voting to fill in the blank.
We're voting on a motion from the Personnel Committee to modify the protocol for decorum.
No, from the Governance Committee.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
From the Governance Committee to modify the protocol for decorum so that there would be several warnings for disruption, and then the body could vote on muting the person on a call.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay, Avilia votes yes. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali votes yes. Rob Macon?
Yes.
Thank you. Rob votes yes. Michael Novick?
Pass.
Michael Novick passes. Myla Reason?
Since I now understand that this does not necessarily support the unilateral...
You're very weak. I can't hear you. Are you voting yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll vote yes.
Myla votes yes. Jerry left the meeting. Paul Roberson? Paul Roberson? Paul, please, how do you vote?
Don't see him. Proceed.
Did he leave the meeting?
I don't see him. Come back to him if you have to, but just keep tallying, Oscar, please.
Oscar Ulloa?
Yeah, I vote yes.
Oscar votes yes. Beth Von Gooden?
Yes.
Thank you. Beth is a vet. Yes. Harvey Wasserman?
I abstain.
Okay. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Carlos is a yes. Okay. Circling back. Eric Jacobson?
I'll abstain.
Eric abstains. Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Michael abstains.
I saw Jose Benavides back on the call. Did you get him? I don't remember.
Who?
I thought I saw Jose Benavides on the call still. I don't see him again, though.
Okay. Paul Roberson?
Jose voted, Michael.
Okay.
I couldn't hear that, whatever it was. Okay, I guess he left. Okay, one moment for the tally. Okay, I have 10 yes votes, 2 no votes, and 3 abstentions. The motion carries.
Okay, thank you. The second motion from the Governance Committee is any expenses from LSB members or committees must be pre-approved by the LSB before being incurred.
Mr. Chair? Bella DeSoto?
Yes, Bella.
I submitted a motion to counter that as an amendment or a motion to counter that.
Okay, can you state what it is?
Yes, of course. Let me read it. I have to find it. Okay. To the KPFK LSB meeting, 2/16/22, 6 p.m., Pacific Time, motion to reinstate a separate fund for town halls and related outreach efforts. Today, Wednesday, 2/16/22, the KPFK LSB Outreach Committee met. It was moved that recognition for maintaining a dedicated fund for outreach town halls and related expenses be set aside on a separate line item as in prior years through 2019 on the station's profit and loss statement. Whereas for past town halls in 2014 and 2019, funds were paid from such a fund by the station manager. Therefore, be it resolved that the prior fund being $2,500 depleted by some expenses but that a reasonable amount be allocated expressly for LSB outreach efforts, including, of course, town halls. Per the Pacifica bylaws, Article 8, other committees of the Board of Directors, Section 5, meetings and actions of committees. And also Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 3, specific powers and duties. Any committee member shall have the right to place a matter on the agenda for discussion by the committee. And each LSB acting as a standing committee of the Foundation's Board of Directors shall have the following powers, duties, and responsibilities related to its specific radio station under the direction and supervision of the Foundation's Board of Directors. H, to conduct town halls style meetings at least twice a year devoted to hearing listeners' views, needs, and concerns. L, to assist in station fundraising activities. J, to actively reach out to underrepresented communities to help the station serve a diversity of all races, creeds, colors, and nations, classes, genders, and sexual orientations and ages, and to help build collaborative relations with organizations working for similar purposes. M.
Bella, you don't have to read the entire bylaws regarding the powers.
I am done, and please do not interrupt me. Thank you. M, to exercise all of its powers and duties with care, loyalty, diligence, and sound business judgment consistent with the manner in which those terms are generally defined under applicable California law. So that is the motion. Thank
all right.
you.
Without repeating all the rest of that, can you just say, are you looking for an authorization or a allocation of funds for
that
the...
That is exactly what we are seeking.
Yes, I'm saying just...
A reallocation of funds short of or $2,500. We can start with that's what it had been. So it doesn't matter. As long as there is a dedicated fund allocated on the P&L to conduct outreach efforts for the outreach committee, expressly for town halls, et cetera.
Okay, so if you can just repeat the amount of money you want allocated.
We should start the year with $2,500.
Okay.
That is how it has been kept in prior
All right.
years. Thank you.
All right. So is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Okay. Thank you.
Object.
This is Kim as treasurer. I would like to be on the stack.
Yes. Go ahead, Kim. And then I see.
Point of order. Who made the second? You didn't identify yourself.
Marisol Cruz.
Second. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I got
one.
Yep.
And
Beth to the
stack.
Okay, so I would like to hear from Kim, and then I have Harvey, Myla, and Beth, and I see a hand up from Michael Heiss, and I'm not sure how much time we have left for public comment, but we'll try to squeeze it in. Please be brief. We have 7 minutes left in the meeting, unless there's a motion to extend.
Item of $2,500 or any amount for outreach expenses. If Danielle had a slush fund going on, that's something separate. And may I remind everyone that he ran a $700,000 operating deficit 2 years in a row, these expenses should be pre-approved, number one. Number two, this outreach committee today was illegitimate. It was never noticed. There have never been minutes for that committee. There's no indication of who was even on that committee. So this whole thing is completely illegitimate, and I hope the OSB votes it down and goes with the original motion that all expenses should be pre-approved.
Thank you. So the motion was made by Bella and seconded by Marisol. That's why it's up. I have Eric Harvey.
It's a substitute for the motion.
Yes, I understand that. I understand that. It's not. I'm saying it's not an outreach committee motion. It's a substitute for the motion from the governance committee. It was made by Bella and seconded by Marisol.
No, this was the motion.
Please, excuse me, Bella, stop. The chair is perfectly capable of chairing the meeting. We're going on. Eric Jacobson is the next person recognized, then Harvey, then Myla.
So my
and unless we have, please take a minute or less because we have only 5 minutes remaining in the meeting.
Very briefly, I just want to point out I sent around a dear colleague line to the LSB a couple of days back about the need to consider seriously compensating in a with a stipend level pay our LSB secretary. And I was some of the feedback was, including from Kim, that there's no the station's having trouble meeting its basic expenses, and this was a non-starter in her view. But
okay.
These type of expenses need to be contextualized by priority, including the one that I raised. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Harvey?
I'd like to make a brief amendment in keeping with what Kim said. I want to amend this motion to say that no expenses without the express authority of the station board be accrued by the Pacifica legal team without full reporting and what they're going to do moving forward. All expenses from the legal team must be approved by the station board. That is my amendment.
Second.
The chair is going to rule it out of order because it can only be an amendment to Bella's, and it's not. It has nothing to do with the business of the motion,
It has everything to do. You're talking about pre-approved expenses. She's asking for chicken feed here, a small amount of money, while the legal team is blowing tens of thousands. We should approve every expenditure by the Pacifica legal team before it's incurred.
Okay. The reason it's out of order is because this body has no ability to incur that at all. This is a motion about expenses. This is a motion about expenses incurred. Stop interrupting me now, Harvey. This is why you got muted. This is a motion about expenses incurred by members of the local station board in fulfilling the responsibilities of the local station board. That's all it's about. Your motion is out of order. Myla is next. You have to unmute, Myla.
I just wanted to say that once this motion is addressed, I have a very simple substitute amendment or motion that I'd like to introduce. It's just
okay.
Motion, I think.
Okay, I have Ali Lexa, and then I'll entertain a motion to extend. Otherwise, we have 2 minutes.
Motion to extend, Bella DeSoto.
For how much time?
I was next.
I'd like to call the question.
Yeah, she jumped the stack. I was going to call the question.
Okay, all right, fine. We'll just vote. Can you call the roll, please, Ralph?
Are we voting on Bella's motion? Or
we're voting on Bella's motion. That's what's on the floor, and that's the last thing we'll vote on unless the meeting is extended.
I just voted to extend, Mr. Chair.
Bruno vote.
Mr. Chair.
I heard your motion to extend. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there objection to extending for 15 minutes to complete the business?
I object.
Okay. There are two objections. So we're going to vote on whether or not to extend, and if not, we're going to expire.
Mr. Chair, we have not completed our agenda.
Point of order. It takes a two-thirds vote to extend time after the agenda has been approved.
Okay, Ralph, please call the roll on the motion to extend for 15 minutes to complete our business. Ralph, you have to unmute yourself.
Okay, on the motion to extend, Grace Aaron?
No.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Avelia Jones?
No.
Ali Lexa?
No.
Rob Macon? Rob Macon, what is your vote? Moving on, Dead. Michael Novick?
Yes, to extend.
Okay, Michael. Myla Reason?
Yes. I mean, no, excuse me, I'm sorry. No.
Okay, Myla Reason is a no. Oscar Ulloa?
Yes.
Oscar is yes. Beth Von Gooden?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Harvey Wasserman? Harvey, how do you vote on the motion to extend?
No. No, I vote no.
Okay. Carlos Zavala? Carlos Zavala? Hello? Carlos, how do you vote? Is he still on the call?
I don't see him.
Somebody turn off the TV.
I muted Grace. The noise is coming from her.
Okay, Rob Macon, one more time. Rob Macon.
Don't see him.
Okay. Okay, I have seven yes notes, yes votes, five no votes, and zero abstentions.
Not two-thirds.
Okay, in that case, time has expired.
Move to adjourn.
Wait, point of order. Who moved?
Point of order? Who's that?
This is the secretary moved to adjourn. You did not identify.
I guess it doesn't matter who moved.
Ali Alexa was moving to adjourn, but I think we've simply expired our time. We reached the time certain and the most meeting has ended.
Point of order. You're in the middle. You have to vote. You have to vote on what's on the table.
Okay. If we have to vote on what's on the table, what's on the table is Bella's motion.
And the original motion.
Okay. All right. Yes, but the point is well taken. When time expires, you do vote on the business on the floor. The business on the floor is the amendment and then the substitute and then the main motion. So, Ralph, this is on Bella's motion to allocate $2,500 for LSB outreach activities, including the town halls.
Okay, taking the roll, Grace Aaron, how do you vote?
No.
Fred Blair?
I vote no.
Fred votes no. Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
The pass, okay. Avilia Jones?
You have to unmute, Avilia.
I'm sorry, no.
Okay, Avilia is a no. Ali Lexa?
No.
Rob Macon is gone. Michael Novick?
Pass.
Michael Novick passes. Myla Reason?
I vote no.
Myla votes no. Oscar Ulloa?
I vote yes.
Oscar votes yes. Beth Von Gutten?
No.
Beth votes no. Harvey Wasserman?
Harvey, no. Have to unmute.
I'm muted. No. No.
Harvey votes no. Okay, one moment.
All right.
Oh, wait. I got to circle back. Eric Jacobson, you pass.
I go back up and work.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. And Mr. Chair?
Chair abstains.
Okay. Three yes votes, seven no votes, and two abstentions.
Okay, so what's on the floor then, and we have to complete it, is the original motion from governance that, let me find it again, sorry.
Any expenses from the LSB members or committees must be pre-approved by the LSB before
being
incurred.
Thank you. The roll on that, Ralph.
Okay.
May I ask, just for the sake of clarity, can we add the word reimbursable expenses?
We can't have any additional business. We're just voting what was on the floor. Sorry.
Okay.
Grace Aaron?
Can you please read the motion again? And what committee is it coming from?
Coming from governance.
Right. Okay.
Any expenses from the LSB members or committees must be pre-approved by the LSB before being incurred.
Okay. I vote yes.
Grace votes yes. Alan Deek? Alan Deek?
No, he's not on the call anymore. He left a long time ago.
Oh, can't keep track of all these people. Jose Benavides? Be gone too. Okay, Fred Blair?
I vote yes.
Fred votes yes. Marisol Cruz?
Yeah.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Avilia Jones?
Pass.
Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Rob Macon? Is he gone? Yeah, okay. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Myla Reason?
Yes.
Ziri is gone. Paul is gone. Oscar Ulloa?
Yes.
Beth Von Gutten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah.
Okay. Eric Jacobson, you passed?
Eric, I'll vote yes. I'll vote yes.
Eric votes yes. Avilia Jones?
Yes.
Okay, is there anyone that I missed? Proceeding with the count.
Eric, the chair voted?
Yes. Yes. Well, it's 12 yes votes. That's unanimous.
Okay, thank you. Meeting stands adjourned.